All right, Jay Mill, tell us what's going on in Pleasantville, Joe Mills. We had a lot of action for you there.
Oh, man, that was exciting. Very exciting action. Cinef Auction Service brings you this update, and we're going to hear that Pausch match coming up from Sheraton. We're going to go back to you in just a second for the Sheraton-Pausch match. But Eddieville Blakesburg brought eight wrestlers here. They've advanced five. One went down to defeat. That was weight class 160, Brett Wursta, who was fourth seeded last week and advanced here to the district. But he will not advance. Brett Wursta got defeated by Albert of Cardinal in that third-place match. Also, real quick, gentlemen, it was a great match going on here between Linville Sully's Caden Dahl and Tri-County's Montezuma's Tyler Faubert. And Dahl was up 1-0 with 1 second left, and Tyler Faubert got an escape, became 1-1. They went to overtime, and Caden Dahl got the takedown and got the win there. And Faubert threw his headpiece, and I don't know, Joe, if he got thrown out, but you don't throw your headpiece if you're upset. I'm not sure what happened there. Real quick, before we go to that Pausch match, let's get you caught up. Colton Massengale, and he's from BGM of Brooklyn, is leading Ty Roush from Southeast Warren right now by a score of 5-4 in weight class 170. Also, Dylan Albright from Colfax Mingo in the first place match in weight class 170. Trails Cole Stiegel from Sigourney, Kyoto, 5-2. All right, that Pausch match is up. Let's go to it. Let's go back live to Knoxville.
Oh, man, what a great match. And I was able to find out that Bailey Bataza did win his match for ADM. So congratulations to Bryce Leshen. You do advance to the state meet with your win. It will be Leshen in second. Third place will be Bailey Bataza. And your champion at 120 pounds is Garrett Owens from Centerville. Owens goes up to the well. He's going to try to take care of business at the well. And congratulations to Garrett Owens. He's your 120-pound champion. Now, we've got Tanner Pausch covering his opponent to start the second period at 126 pounds. And I said Owens. It was Tanner Cowan from Centerville is the champion at 126. It was Leshen was the champion at 120. So here we go. Tanner Pausch with the spladle in, working back points against
Brad Irwin.
Yeah, Irwin there from Centerville. And now Irwin in danger of getting pinned with that spladle. He's in trouble, Steve Bunch.
He is.
He's in trouble. Spladle. He's got it stacked up with 1:26 to go in the second period. Tanner Pausch working that spladle and really in trouble. And there's a nice kick out by give all the credit in the world there to Bradley Irwin from Centerville.
Yeah.
He kicks out of it and even scores a reversal. So what's the score going to be here? 4-3 now? Yeah, it's 4-3. It's Irwin on top of this one, 4-3 over Tanner Pausch. Now Pausch gets out. 4-4 is the score now. 4-4 your score. And there is a shot in there by Irwin. Both wrestlers on their feet. Second period action. 50 seconds to go at 132 pounds. And, man, it's just been a flurry of activity, folks, here listening on 96.7. Joe Sinclair and Steve Bunch bringing it to you as we're out of bounds in the 132-pound final. Repeat that for you. Tanner Cowan was your 126-pound champion. Bryce Leshen came in with the second-place finish, and both of those wrestlers will advance to the state meet. Logan Wendt from ADM finished in third. Here at 132 pounds, we are at a 4-5 score now. And there is a Kelly move being hit by Bradley Irwin. Irwin with that Kelly, and he turns it into a two-point takedown. And there's been a scoring catch-up, and now they're saying that it's 6-5. 6-5, they've got, I tell you what, folks, they've got the scoring at 6-5. I don't know if that's exactly right or not, but we've got Bradley Irwin on the scoreboard ahead 6-5. As we finish the second period. So we're going to say that they've got it right at 6-5. I had it at 6-4. But, yeah, they're talking about it now. They're talking about it now. They go over to the scores table, have their discussion. And they're having the discussion now. The scorer is confused. He's asked for the official to come over. Steve, I believe the score should be 6-4.
I think so, too. They're... they're having a hard time keeping up with it on the scores table.
Well, that was a flurry of activity there in the second period. And, you know, Bradley Irwin from Centerville did a great job with that Kelly move to get that two-point takedown over around. Tanner Pausch. This match being brought to you by Iowa Realty Hansen's and the Lucas County Health Center. And the folks at the Lucas County Health Center sponsoring this match are getting their money's worth. This is a great match. Okay, they say that it is 6-5. So after the discussion at the scores table, Irwin will cover Pausch to start the third period. And off the whistle, it's a stand-up move by Pausch. Now, leg put in there by Irwin. And Irwin gets him broken down with a crossbody ride. He's got that leg in there on the right side. So Albia's first two competitors make it to the state meet. And Centerville's got a couple in as well. The 106-pounder from Centerville didn't quite get there, but give all the credit to Centerville's wrestlers. You've got Garrett Owens going, and you've got Tanner Cowan going. So Albia and Centerville with the 20 and 26-pound weights covered. Now here at 32, Bradley Irwin from Centerville versus Tanner Pausch from Sheraton are all tied up with an escape by Pausch. Nice stand up there, and there's Irwin in on a single leg. Nice counter by Pausch, 6-6. 1:05 to go, third period at 132 pounds, and the action doesn't get any less hot in the Knoxville High School Gymnasium, Steve Bunch. Two great wrestlers going at it here at 32. Irwin in on a double leg. Pausch with the Pausch tries to power him back, and there is a two-point, almost a two-point near fall for Bradley Irwin. He got in there so deep on that double leg. Pausch tried to whizzer, saw that wasn't going to work, tried a double underhook and just flop him over, but Irwin, too strong and too low of a center of gravity, almost got back points on that desperation move. He leads 8-6. Bradley Irwin on top. Now Irwin locks up a cradle against Pausch. Oh, man, this is some great action.
Irwin's getting back points now.
Yeah, Irwin's getting back points, but Irwin's out of position just a little bit with 15 seconds to go. If Tanner Pausch can get his leg free and potentially get a defensive pin here, he could turn the tide, but he's not going to be able to. There's three back points, makes the score 11-6. 11-6, and we will not have a wrestle back at 132 pounds. Congratulations, Tanner Pausch from Sheraton. You advance to the state meet with second place. Bradley Irwin from Centerville, thanks for the thrill at 132 pounds. You are our champion. So Tanner Pausch did a nice job. He got past Ryan Kruger from ADM, the 10th-ranked wrestler in the first round, and Kruger was able to take care of business. He gets third place, and I'm sure that is a sad setback for ADM. I'm sure they thought that they were going to get Kruger through to the state meet.
Yeah, being ranked 10th, and you got to feel bad for a senior, his senior year not going. And right now, we've got Caleb White coming up at 138 pounds. He's going up against Jake Marlin.
Oh, man, we got number one, Jake Marlin. He's a returning state champion for the Crescent Orient Maxburg squad, Steve. So
this will be a good one. White shot in. Martin's coming around with a cradle and gets the takedown. Jake Marlin with the takedown over Caleb White.
And, folks, we are in the 138-pound match, and we have not had a wrestle back yet. Oh, and here's the inside cradle being locked up by Jake Marlin, and Caleb White's pinned. 31 seconds into the match, Caleb White goes down by fall. But, Steve, that's not all bad. That is not all bad.
No.
It gives us a moment that we can look at the match on the consolation side. Caleb White is looking at Zach Johnson from ADM wrestle Tyler Nance from Sheraton. If Nance wins, we will have a wrestle back at 138. If Nance doesn't win, then Caleb White will go to the state meet. So we're looking good here. Here's a no score in the first period. 39 seconds remain. And there's a two-point takedown for Zach Johnson from ADM. That was a two-point takedown for
Tyler Nance.
This match being brought to you, folks, by the Millerton Cafe. Best pies in southern Iowa. Head down Highway 14 south of Sheraton take the short stub highway east to the Millerton Cafe, where you are going to have a great lunch and a better dessert. Millerton Cafe, proud sponsor of Sheraton Charger Wrestling, and their 138-pounder Tyler Nance in the consolation match here is ahead 2-0 as we count down through the final seconds of the first period. We're going to go to the second period, 2-0, Nance on top. Zach Johnson from ADM has choice. He defers. Tyler Nance from Sheraton takes down. Nance gets set. He's covered by Zach Johnson from ADM. And off the whistle, it's a stand-up by Nance. And Johnson doesn't have an answer for that. And then Nance with hits a switch, and a good job casting over by Johnson, but it's not enough. And Tyler Nance leads now 4-0, and what a nifty move there. He hit that stand-up and then the switch. Zach Johnson from ADM doesn't have the answer for Tyler Nance from Sheraton. Also want to make sure that we thank Dan and Pat Johnson for their sponsorship of high school wrestling. Joe Sinclair and Jason Summers bringing you all this live high school wrestling action. We've got Joe Millage bringing you the 1A action in Pleasantville, where the Eddyville-Blakesburg Rockets have been competing. And also, Briar Cochran from Moravia puts the Moravia Mohawks into the state book. We're missing Jason Summers today. I guess he has gone on a sabbatical. He's at a, I don't know, is it a convent or a monastery? Joe Millage, I think, has got the full story on Jason Summers' whereabouts. But I think it might be a convent that he is seeking peace and respite at. Now here's Tyler Nance with the cross-leg right in. He turns it into the spladle, and he's scoring back points. And Johnson from ADM in trouble here.
He's in big trouble.
He's in big trouble, and that's a hard one to get out of. It is really a painful move, folks. And there is the pin for Tyler Nance. Count it in 2 minutes and 26 seconds. Tyler Nance will compete for a spot at state. He's going to wrestle back against Caleb White as we go to the world-famous Joe Millage. Joe, what's going on in Pleasantville while we get ready for our 45-pounders?
Yeah, Folkerts is coming up over there in Knoxville. And, hey, stand up and be proud, Sheraton. Congratulations, Nance, on your win. Right here, we've just had Dylan Pigsley just finished with a win. And Eddyville-Blakesburg advances their sixth wrestler to the state tournament as Pigsley wins 13-6 here in Pleasantville. And this update also brought to you by Sheriff Dan Johnson. Appreciate all of his support of local sports right here on Thunder Country. And again, that is number six wrestler for Eddyville-Blakesburg. Dylan Pigsley wins. And let's go back live now to Steve Bunch and Joe Sinclair live in Knoxville.
All right. We've got a great matchup here between Brody Beck from Grinnell and Dalton Folkers from Albia. Folkers in early here in the first period on a single leg. He gets the dump on Beck. Beck, with a desperation, gets a hold of the leg, but Dalton Folkers with the takedown. He's in control with 1:11 to go in the first period. A nice job on the single leg there by Dalton Folkers. Gets the dump. A little desperation ankle grab there by Beck. And almost thought that if he would have hung on to that just a minute longer, that, there's back points being scored. Oh, just over and back for Dalton Folkers, wrestling like a man possessed, folks. Well, he's near the out-of-bounds marker. He's dragging Brody Beck back onto the mat with 48 seconds to go. Dalton Folkers is on top of this match, 2-0. He did a great job with that single leg ankle pick, got that in there. His opponent is Brody Beck from Grinnell. These are the two 145-pounders that wrestled in the championship at the sectional in Albia last week. And there is a great side roll by Brody Beck, but they roll right out of bounds with 30 seconds to go. Last week's winner was Brody Beck. They meet here today via Beck got a fall against Wyman Reed from Central Decatur, and Jacob Johnston went down to Folkers in the first round. There's a 7-0 lead on the other match, and that is Jacob Johnston from Creston over Wyman Reed from Central Decatur. Back in action in the championship. Brody Beck with a sit-out. Dalton Folkers covers him. Now Folkers with the butcher end. Beck trying to get to his feet with 19 seconds to go. He's broken down by Folkers with the butcher, and a power move there by Dalton Folkers. He gets him broken down with 13 seconds to go. Beck doesn't really look like he's got an answer right now. for Dalton Folkers. A lot of wrestling left, though, folks. There's a half Nelson put in there by Dalton Folkers. He bars the arm on the other side. He works it, but with time running out, he cannot get him turned over. He is a happy 145-pound Albia wrestler to take this match to the second period with a 2-0 lead. This match being brought to you by Barker Implement and the Albia Hy-Vee. Albia Hy-Vee, proud sponsors of Blue Demon Athletics and Barker Implement there, John Deere dealer in Albia. Now, both wrestlers start second period on their feet. Beck from Grinnell. Folkers from Albia. They feel each other out, circling near the center of the mat. 10 seconds gone here in this first period. Shot in there by Folkers. Sprawl by Beck. Now, back together at the center of the mat, pummeling. Beck pushes Folkers to the edge of the mat. Now shot in there by Beck. They're out of bounds with 1:35 to go in the second period at 145 pounds in the championship. And Dalton Folkers toes the mark. There's a shot by Folkers. Sprawl by Beck. All the action here, and there's another nice shot by Folkers. A real strong sprawl by Beck. And Steve, I think if Folkers could hit a fake like that and then shuck him down, he might be able to spin him around behind, because he's really wary of that single leg shot of Dalton Folkers and gets a little bit out of position with his sprawl.
Yes, he does. Now, this is a great match at 145 pounds. Number 7, Dalton Folkerts, number 7 ranked, going against Brody Beck, 10th ranked.
Yeah, we've
this
got
is a great finals.
This is a great finals. We've got a couple of ranked wrestlers. And got to say that Dalton Folkerts is looking good in this tournament, because his opponent that he beat in the first round is enjoying a 7-3 lead over on the other mat. That is Jacob Johnson from Creston. So we'll kind of keep our eye on that out of the corner of our eye and see if Dalton Folkers can't continue his dominance here. Second period, 145-pound championship. They're tied up near the edge of the mat, but it's a 2-0 lead for Dalton Folkers for the Albia Blue Demons. Folks at the Hy-Vee are getting their money's worth in this final, aren't they, Steve?
Yes, they are.
I tell you what, folks, you could not spend your advertising dollars any better place than on the wrestling mat. Everybody at home listening in, we're getting texts, emails from all over. There's a stalemate called, and with 13 seconds to go, we're going to reset it. Both wrestlers on their feet in the second period. Dalton Folkers is ahead 2-0, and I saw the movement from Coach Winger. He put his hand in a spin move and said, circle, circle, with 13 seconds to go. Does not want to make a mistake. There's an ankle pick by Beck with 4 seconds to go, and Folkers gets out of it, and we're tied up at the center of the mat, and time expires. Now Dalton Folkers has his choice. Nope, it was Folkers that had his choice on the second one, and he took up. So we're going to have all three periods started on our feet. Beck likes his chances on his feet as well. So you don't see that every day, that the wrestlers that have their choice won't take the down position. There's an ankle pick by Dalton Folkers. He turns it into a double leg, and there's a desperation dump attempt by Brody Beck. But Folkers is in control, folks. With 1:45 to go, Folkers just needs to get his head out. The only thing that Beck can hope for is there he got it. Beck tried to get a desperation dump, tried to hang on to the leg for a stalemate, and a nice job, patience by Dalton Folkers. He's in charge of this match now, folks. 4-0. Albia's Dalton Folkers looking to reverse the loss that he suffered last week in the final at Albia, and he is in control of this match, looking like a champion. It's 4-0. Folkers on top. He's riding with a deep waist now, Steve. Tries to put the head in the hole. He breaks down Beck. Now Beck with his head in the hole. He's broken down. Now Folkers tries the chicken wing. He bars the arm on the left side. He's got the chicken wing in on the right. There's a 1:06 to go in the third period. Oh, and there's a little bit of a mistake by Dalton Folkers. He got out of position, and a reversal by Brody Beck. Dalton just trying a little bit too much there, and Brody Beck too strong for that move. And Dalton didn't quite have him broken down, Steve, when he tried to run that chicken wing. And reversal makes the score 4-2, but there's 46 seconds to go. Dalton Folkers now. Beck on top. Beck on top covering. He trails this match 4-2. He's trying to half Nelson on the left side. Now he tries the deep waist. Now Folkers gets to his base. There's 33 seconds to go. Dalton Folkers knows he's got a stall call to give, and he's using it right now, Steve. It's obviously stalling, but we have got a 4-2 lead, and you don't want to waste any action when you've got it. There's a Granby roll by Dalton Folkers. Nice. He's loose. He leads now 5-2. It's a 2-point lead for Dalton Folkers with 15 seconds to go with that fabulous stand-up Granby. Now, Dalton Folkers, 10 seconds to go. Shot by Beck. Sprawl by Folkers. They're at the center of the mat, and there is a freaky, wild move there by Beck, and he is going to get No points. 5-2 the score. And Brody Beck will have a wrestle back. We will have a wrestle back at 145 pounds. Brody Beck will go up against Jacob Johnston from Creston. So I tell you what, congratulations, Dalton Folkers. And wow, what a match for the Albion Blue Demons. They crown another champion. And Steve Bunch, they are running away right now with this team title.
They are. This is Dalton went out there looking really good. He wanted that match. He wanted it. You could tell.
Well, he wrestled like the true champion. Yes. We have not seen Griffin Osing lose a match this year, but he has got a barn burner coming up now, folks. It's 10th-ranked Zach Moss from Winterset versus 5th-ranked Griffin Osing at 152 pounds. This match being brought to you by Hardee's of Albia and also Dan and Pat Johnson. Thank you very much for the sponsorship to bring you this live high school wrestling action. Griffin Osing at 152 pounds. He's on the mat against Zach Moss from Winterset. They're circling near the edge of the mat. Moss backs up to the edge of the mat. Osing tries to circle and get him back to the center. Now they're tied up at the edge of the mat. And there's a single shot in there by Osing. Ankle pick attempt by Moss, and they're out of bounds with 123 to go. And a lot of action here at 152 pounds. Steve Bunch.
Yeah, Griffin's going after it here. You can see him. He's working the arms. Got a attempting an arm drag there. Circling.
Also, don't want to forget, on the consolation match, it's Connor Gergers from Sheraton. He got pinned by Zach Moss in the first period of his semifinal match, and he's on his feet with no score in the 152-pound match. That match being brought to you by Sheraton Ford. Get your new or used vehicle at Sheraton Ford. They are locally owned and a proud sponsor of Sheraton Charger Athletics. So we'll keep you updated on both of those matches. Here we are in the championship. It's Osing from Albia, Moss from Winterset. And there's a nice job by Moss with a shuck. And he bulldogs Griffin Osing out of bounds. And you don't see that very much, folks. Griffin Osing getting bulldogged, but very compact, muscular wrestler there, Zach Moss. There's a single shot in there by Osing with 30 seconds to go. The sprawl by Moss. And, folks, in case you've missed it, we have had barn-burning wrestling thus far. It has been great district championship wrestling. We crowned a champion from I-35 Truro. And we also have a 113-pound champion from Winterset. Davis County's wrestler at 113 will advance to state. The 120-pound champion was Garrett, or excuse me, that was Shadow Leshen. Obviously, hey, we got a little action here. With time expiring. Time. Griffin Osing can't quite get the takedown. 126-pound champion was Tanner Cowan. Bryce Leshen will advance to state. 132 pounds, the champion was Bradley Irwin. We also have got Tanner Pausch going to state from Sheraton. Jake Marlin, the 38-pound champion. We got a wrestle back between Caleb White and Tyler Nance. That's Albia versus Sheraton at 38. We had a barn-burning match at 45 where Dalton Folkerts beat Brody Beck. Beck has a wrestle back. And now we're at 152 pounds where we've got Griffin Osing. He takes a down position to start the second period. No score. Osing with the stand-up against Moss. Now there's a stand-up. A whizzer by Osing, and Osing is out. Osing is out, but there's a single leg in there, and that's a whizzer by Osing. And still no score. Osing with the stand-up. Now Moss camping on there, and they're going to have to call stalling if he doesn't get him back down to the mat. And there is Osing with that effective stand-up. But Moss just drops down to the leg, and now he's loose with 106 to go in the second period. First point of the match is scored. Griffin Osing is out. He leads 1-0 at 152 pounds. Zach Moss from Winterset, his opponent. Moss hand-checking near the edge of the mat. They circle back to the center. There's a single-leg shot in there deep by Moss. Moss in there deep on single-leg, but there's the whizzer by Osing. Osing with a very strong whizzer trying to keep that 2 points from happening. But, boy, I tell you what, Moss is in there deep, Steve Bunch.
Yes,
but the whizzer by Osing. Osing in deep with hips in with a whizzer. Hips in with a whizzer. And there is going to be a 2 points here for Moss if he can bring Osing back down to the mat with 26 seconds to go. But a whizzer being applied there. Just a great job, and Osing gets out of it. Unbelievable. In there deep was Moss, and Osing with a huge whizzer powers his way into a neutral position. And, folks, if you don't know what the whizzer is, one wrestler comes in, grabs a single leg, and the other wrestler takes his hand, and on the side that he's got his leg grabbed, he shoves his arm all the way down in between the elbow and the body and gets his hand in the armpit as deep as he can and then just puts pressure on that so that that arm can't be used to complete the single leg takedown. And Griffin Osing did that perfectly, and he leads as we go to the third period by a 1-0 score. He will cover Zach Moss. Moss takes the down position, and that was as close as you want it to be if you're a Blue Demon, Steve Bunch.
That was very close, but Griffin Osing, that was a powerful whizzer that he had on there. He was really cranking it because Moss was in deep.
All right, off the whistle, a stand-up by Moss now. I want to say a shout-out to Billy Knowles. He's listening in on 96.7 KIIC as this 152-pound match counts down through a minute 45 to go. We're out of bounds. Griffin Osing trying to ride out his opponent, Zach Moss, in the championship to advance to the state tournament for the third year in a row. Osing covers. And off the whistle, stand-up by Moss. Taken away by Osing. Now Osing drops back on the hips. Now gets up, tries to break him down. Breaks him down with a big old deep waist there, Steve. That deep waist is in there deep, and Moss does not know what to do with it. As long as they don't charge a stall call on Osing with that deep waist, he can run that thing for the next 1 minute and 22 seconds and be your 152-pound champion here in Knoxville. Now, there is an inside cradle attempt by Moss. Osing's got the crossbody ride in there now. So Osing in there with the crossbody ride.
Osing's keeping a lot of pressure on Moss. He's got him flattened out there.
We're going to complete this championship match, folks, and then bring you the consolation where Connor Gergerts is competing, and we'll let you know how that goes. There's a sit-out attempt by Moss. Now, oh, there is a back point and a two-point reversal by Moss with 43 seconds to go. It's a 2-1 score now. It looked like Griffin Osing was going to be able to get some back points, but he got a little bit out of position there. And with 34 seconds to go, they're near the edge of the mat. Osing tries to stand up, and they're out of bounds. With 29 seconds to go, Steve, this is exciting action. Griffin Osing comes back to the center of the mat. He trails 2-1. It's 10th-ranked Moss leading 5th-ranked Osing. It's Albia versus Winterset. 2-1 the score with 38 seconds to go. Off the whistle. Stand-up attempt there by Osing. He gets a stand-up. He's controlling the hands. Looks like he's patient here with only 20 seconds to go, though he can't be too patient. And there is a cross-body ride in there by Moss, and that is a clock eater. Now there's a sit-out by Osing, countered by Moss with only 10 ticks left on the second. Griffin Osing in trouble, going down to his first defeat. The Winterset crowd on their feet, raising the roof of this Knoxville gymnasium. Their wrestler will advance to the state meet. He wins 2-1. Absolutely amazing. Griffin Osing gets his first loss of the season. And now we focus our attention here on this match that's brought to you by the Sheraton Hy-Vee. And that is Connor Gergerts from Sheraton versus Gavin Leith from Creston. Creston is on top of this one, 3-0. And, boy, I tell you what, that is a heck of a match there, 2-1. And Gergerts, he can get a wrestle back against Griffin Osing if he can get it done here against Gavin Leith. And there's a double leg shot as time expires, and Connor Gergerts is not going to be able to get it done. There will not be a wrestle back at 152 pounds, so Griffin Osing does qualify for the state meet. And my, oh my, you hate to back into state like that, but that was a talented 152-pound wrestler. Folks, this district championship from Knoxville has been all about quality wrestling. We got 20 ranked wrestlers in here, including 3 number ones. You're not going to listen to a better district meet than what you're listening to right now on 96.7 KIIC and your live stream on KIICradio.com. We're going to have Joe Millage on the wings here in just a little bit. We've got Brett Leshen. He's going to take the mat at 162 pounds for the Albia Blue Demons. His opponent from Creston is going to be Trevor Frayne, and we're not going anywhere. It's number 2 Leshen versus number 5 Frayne. This is the marquee matchup that we've all been looking for all day, Steve.
Yeah, this will be a great match. Brett Leshen coming in here 46-0, getting ready to go against Trevor Frayne, the junior, 46-2. We're just starting the first period right now.
So we're just underway. And Frain with a little bit of an unorthodox style there. He's like a cat down on the mat. Wrestles from his knees here. Left knee down. Now right knee down. Left knee up. Leshen circling. Leshen circling. Frain from Crescent, 45-2 on the year. Albia's Brett Leshen, undefeated on the year, 45-0. If you're just joining us, folks, you heard it live here on 96.7. Griffin Osing finishes second in this district championship. He was beaten by 10th-ranked Tyler Moss from Winterset for his first loss of the year. Both those wrestlers do advance to the state meet. It'll be interesting to see if they have a date at Wells Fargo next week on Friday or Saturday. Here at 160 pounds, Brett Leshen on his feet. His Sigourney opponent is Trevor Frain. Frain, 45-2, very talented Creston wrestler. Brett Leshen in there on a single leg. A nice sprawl by Frain. And really seeing some very aggressive sprawls, Steve Bunch. It seems like in this championship bracket, they know that the Albie wrestlers are coming at them, and they're ready to sprawl. They're kind of like they're on defense. And I think we might be able to use that to our advantage. There's a single shot by Frain, and he gets the takedown. A bulldog single leg by Frain. He didn't really stop to try to pick that up. He just kind of got in position a little bit and then just bulldog shoved Brett Leshen over. 2-0 the score now. Frain in front.
Leshen's getting up to his base. He needs to get up, do a stand-up. Frain's riding tough with that. He's got the bar arm in. And out of bounds.
Very exciting match here for Brett Leshen. He trails 2-0. There's 19 seconds remaining in the first period. A lot of times these real high-quality wrestlers, they get up a takedown on you, and then they change their entire philosophy. Now there's a sit-out by Leshen and a stand-up. Sit-out, stand-up, taken back down to the mat by Frain. And Frain just wrestling defensively here. He knows he's got that two-point lead. He's just going to try to ride out Brett Leshen. 8 seconds to go. First period action. 160-pound championship. Brett Leshen down 2-0 of Trevor Frain of Creston. And there is the whistle to end the first period. Frain has choice. He takes defer, and Leshen will take down. So Brett Leshen in the down position.
Leshen stands up, trying to get the hands away.
And there's the escape. 2-1 now. Brett Leshen, he got bulldogged on a takedown to start the scoring here. Real aggressive move there by Trevor Frain from Creston. This 160-pound match being brought to you by Bluff Creek Archery and the Tharp Funeral Home in Albia. I want to thank all of our sponsors of Southern Iowa Wrestling. We've got great sponsors from Knoxville, Sheraton, Albia, Centerville, Bloomfield. This is it, folks. This is your sports leader, Thunder Country KIIC 96.7. This 162-pound match is a 2-1 affair. Shot in there by Brett Leshen. Reshot by Leshen, and they're out of bounds. A double leg by Leshen. He took 3 shots there within 8 feet of the edge of the mat. The third one moved him out of bounds. And Leshen, the aggressor here, he trails 2-1. First period takedown in there by Frain from Creston. All right, now Leshen circling at the edge of the mat, looking for an opening. Frain knows he's got that 2-1 lead. There's 53 seconds left in the second period. Leshen circling. There's a shot in there by Frain. Frain changed his style a little bit here in the second period, Steve. He was down on his knees the first period, and there is a little bit of a wild shot there by Leshen. Nice sprawl by Frain. I don't think there's going to be any scoring out of it. Should get a stalemate out of this thing or out of bounds, and then we're out of bounds with 31 seconds to go. That was really the first bad shot I've seen Brett take in a couple weeks.
Yeah. A little too far out.
Well, when you're down 2-1, you
got to start taking some shots.
Yeah. Oh, there's a shot in there by Leshen again. Frain circling just enough to avoid any stall call. So we're going to have a pretty good bit of action here. 14 seconds left. Leshen circling. He circles his opponent. He circles his opponent. Now, with 5 seconds to go, looks like we're going to go to the third period, 2-1. I'm sure that Frain will take the down position, and Brett Leshen is either going to have to cut him and take him down or turn him over. because he trails this one 2-1, folks. Over on the other side of the mat, Bryce Litka from Grinnell is having his way with Sam Plagman from ADM, 6-1.
Lesher goes ahead and cuts him for the 1 point, so it's now 3-1.
3-1, and that's probably a good move. Gives him the whole entire period to get that two-point takedown, that valuable two-point takedown. We've only seen one of those in this match. The two wrestlers have exchanged escapes, and a first-period takedown by Frain has been the difference in this one. It's 3-1. We're out of bounds. Leshen shows good conditioning here with 100 ticks left on the clock. Brett Leshen ties up with his opponent, Trevor Frain from Creston, just off the center of the circle at the top of the yellow K in the middle of the black mat. Now there's a shot in there by Leshen. Backed out by Frain. Now we're circling. Tied up and circling. There's a shot in there by Frain. Sprawl by Leshen. There's a double leg attempt, and there's a stall call finally on Frain. With 103, folks, there's the stall call. Frain doesn't like it, but he's going to have to do something and make it happen. Brett Leshen bringing the pressure to Trevor Frain. Now Frain circles. Leshen keeps the pressure on. They're tied up now. 57 seconds to go. 160-pound final from the Knoxville Gymnasium. It's 2A district final action. It's a 160-pound match. Brett Leshen, 45-0, fifth-ranked, undefeated on the season. He's going up against Creston's Trevor Frain, 45-2 on the season. There's a shot in there by Leshen, backed out by Frain. Another single shot there, and a reshot by Frain, and we're out of bounds with 35. Oh, they got them both out of bounds, both out of bounds. There was a whistle. The Creston coach does not like the call, but they called the whistle out of bounds just as Frain was the only reason why he got behind him there, Steve, was because after the whistle, Brett quit the action.
He stopped.
But there's only 25 seconds to go, folks. It's a 160-pound final. Brett Leshen, he needs to get it going here. We are at 160 pounds. Leshen, undefeated on the season. Look at Brett Leshen take a shot there. He only got 11 seconds left on the clock. He's got to make something happen.
Make something move.
And there's a shot in there, and he's in behind. He's got to get him up. He's got the single leg. 4 seconds to go. He's going to run out of time, folks, with 2 seconds to go. Brett Leshen just ran out of time. He got in there on the only good shot that he had. He goes down to defeat 3-1. We will have a 160-pound wrestle back. It'll be Leshen from Albia versus Litka from Grinnell. So don't go anywhere, folks. We're going to have an Albia wrestler in a wrestle back. Hey, Joe Millage, we have been calling the exciting action for you here at Knoxville. How is the things at Pleasantville for you?
Well, we're over here at Class 1A live in Pleasantville, and this report brought to you by Leffler Dirt Work. Call Chad Leffler for all your dirt work needs, 226-2231. Moravia advances their second wrestler. They brought two wrestlers. They advanced Dylan Conley as he just beat Tucker Fowler from Sigourney, Kyoto. So Dylan Conley is now on to state in weight class 285, and we're now ready for wrestlebacks here to finish plugging some of the holes here for second place. But Dylan Conley from Moravia, congratulations. You will join Briar Cochran at weight class 106 at state this week. Just a quick summary here. Jonathan Hardy from Southeast Warren claims second place in weight class 113. He's going to state. Eddie Bo Blakesburg will advance six wrestlers, possibly a seventh, but Blake Jack from BGM beat Chance Wursta from Eddieville Blakesburg in weight class 220 at the final 1 to 2 seconds left in that. A Chance was up by, I believe, maybe the match was tied, and then a takedown by Blake Jack at the edge of the mat right as the closing seconds happened. And so Blake Jack won that one, but Chance Wursta could have an opportunity here for a wrestle back at 220. So for sure we have six wrestlers from Eddieville Blakesburg moving on, possibly a seventh. They include Jaron Glosser, weight class 112. First, he's the champion at 112. Cody Brown, your runner-up at 126 from Eddieville. Also, Blake Marloff, is your champ at 132. Jason Crosby is your champ at 138. Tucker Black, your champ at 145. And Dylan Pigsley, your champ at 182. So we'll find out how Chance Worst of, ends up at weight class 220. But for sure, Eddieville Blakesburg moves six on to state next week. And we're in the WrestleBacks here to plug the second place holes that we have. Otherwise, things are going to start winding down here in Pleasantville. Let's go back live to you. This update has been brought to you by Leffler Dirtworks and Ford's Grill in Eddyville, Cinef Auction, also Eddyville Lumber, First Iowa State Bank, and UGL. Let's go down Highway 92. Here's Joe Sinclair and Steve Bunch.
Coming for you here at 170 pounds, folks, in the championship. It is eighth-ranked Jack Leshen versus third-ranked Aaron Crossett from Knoxville. This match being brought to you by Motor Inn Auto Group of Knoxville. And the first period has just ended with Leshen trailing by a score of 4-1. A couple takedowns there for Aaron Crossett from Knoxville. So a couple of exciting matches here at 170 pounds. Jack Leshen from Grinnell. He's up here against Aaron Crossett from Knoxville. And this is a rematch from the final, or actually the semifinal last week. Leshen got past Crossett in the semifinals. So a couple of great wrestlers here going after each other. Some Albia ties there. Jack Leshen's dad, Kirk Leshen, lives there in Albia. And there's Crossett getting loose from Knoxville. A little bit different result, Steve, than last week when these two met. 5-1 the score now. Leshen trails, and Leshen got it done against Crossett last week.
Yeah, Crossett came out here on a mission, it looks like.
Yep, no doubt about it.
He just got another takedown, makes the score 7-1.
7-1. Grinnell trails. It's Jack Leshen, eighth ranked in the state, versus Aaron Crossett from Knoxville. And Jack Leshen could have shut Aaron Crossett's season down if he would have got beaten in the finals last week by Jacob Bear from Clark. But Bear was defeated by Leshen. And then in a wrestle back,
Crossett came back,
yeah. So, and I guess that wasn't Clark. It was maybe Centerville's wrestler. I don't recall. But it was a wrestle back win for Aaron Crossett to get there. Here we are out of bounds in the second period. 7-1 the score for Aaron Crossett from Knoxville. He leads with 41 seconds remaining in the second period. This high school wrestling action is district championship 2013 edition from the Knoxville High School Gymnasium. Those of you listening in on the World Wide Web, streaming on KIICradio.com, and also our local listening audience on 96.7 FM, Thunder Country, KIIC. Color man Steve Bunch joins me, Joe Sinclair, here in Knoxville as the Knoxville Panther, Aaron Crossett from Knoxville, in the 170-pound championship, takes on Jack Leshen from Grinnell. We're closing through the final seconds of the second period with Grinnell's Jack Leshen trailing 7-1 over behind Aaron Crossett from Knoxville. So Crossett rides his opponent out to finish the second period. 7-1 the score there. And really, Aaron Crossett looking pretty strong here, Steve Bunch.
He's looking really good. Looks like he's got a 7-1 lead going into the third period. Been riding tough, staying on those bar arms, legs, and we got a caution on Crossett right now.
Yeah, he jumped the whistle a little bit there, and sometimes that's on the wrestler, sometimes it's on the official. You know, the wrestlers aren't looking at the official, so if the official doesn't have his whistle in his mouth just right, they got it kind of timed like a drag racer. Now here's a grab on the inside leg by Leshen. I don't think that's going to do him any good here with 1:45 to go. Crossett does a good job getting back behind. Now Leshen's going to try a stand-up or something.
Crossett trying cradle.
Tries that inside cradle there. He's got Leshen broken down. There's a minute 30 left in this 170-pound championship match. It looks like we might have a wrestle back at 170 if things continue as they're going right now, because you've got Jacob Bear from Clark leading his opponent, Trent Wells from Central Decatur, 8-4 with there's 2.5 minutes left in that one. Stalemate called here at 170 pounds.
Got blood time.
Got blood time.
Blood time on Jack Lushen.
12 seconds in the second period remains, and it looks like Bear is going to be reversed by Wells from Central Decatur, so we'll keep an eye on that one here. Once again, at the championship match, it's a 7-1 score. It's Crossett from Knoxville on top. Here in the third place match, you've got Trenton Wells from Central Decatur trailing 8-6 from Jacob Bear from Clark. And Wells does have the down position to start the third period, so a little bit of a barn burner here going. If Wells can get past Bear, there will not be a wrestle back at 170, assuming that Leshen does not come from behind 6 points with 64 seconds to go. And we still got blood time there. They're working on Jack Leshen from Grinnell. He gets the plug put in his nose, takes on a little bit of water, and heads back out on the mat after a word from Coach Beck. So Crossett, ready to, now they're wiping up the blood off the mat. And now Jacob Bear from Clark is in danger of getting reversed by Wells from Central Decatur. And there is a 1 point, there it is. And Trenton Wells has got Jacob Bear from Clark put on his back. So Jack Leshen, it looks to me, with a 103 left to go, Trenton Wells is going to pin Jacob Bear. He's got it in there tight. He's got the Olympic headlock in. I do not see Bear getting out of that one, Steve. But he does.
He's coming out of it. He rolled through.
So we're going to have 11-8, I think, on that match.
Yep, 11-8.
All right. Now there's an escape and a takedown. So the 9-2 score over on the championship match. Crossett is ahead with 30 seconds to go. And we are at 11-10. And it is Central Decatur's Trenton Wells over Jacob Bear from Clark. So, folks, don't go anywhere. We're inside a minute on both of these matches. Clark wrestler being attended to for blood. Aaron Crossett from Knoxville will be your 170-pound champion. He leads 9-2 with 10 seconds to go. He is riding hard on Jack Leshen. So Jack Leshen, the last few seconds go down, and it's a 9-2 win for Aaron Crossett. Crossett is your 2013 champion from the Knoxville district, and he is from Knoxville. And listen to the Knoxville crowd go wild as their champion Aaron Crossett gets his hand raised. And really a good solid match there by Crossett. Just no answer by Jack Leshen on those first period takedowns. So it was a pretty good match there for Aaron Crossett. But over here on the consolation, Jacob Bear is done having his blood time. The wrestlers are going to take the mat in the neutral position. It is Trenton Wells from Central Decatur. He is on top by a score of 12-10. 12-10 the score, and nobody going to be watching this thing more intently than Ron and Cora Leshen, grandparents of Jack Leshen, because if Wells can hang on to this two-point lead, he will advance to the state meet, and we won't have a wrestle back. But with 27 seconds to go, we're out of bounds again. And really a good job there by Trenton Wells from Central Decatur. Looked like he had an ankle pick, but they were just out of bounds. And Bear from Clark looks like he's out of gas, Steve Bunch.
It looks like it.
There is a spin behind and a takedown by Bear on a, and there's a switch by, and a locking hands against Bear, and that is going to be the difference in the match. There's 10 seconds to go. Trenton Wells is going to get third place, technical foul, locking hands, and now a reversal by Trenton Wells. He will win this one by the score of 15-12. So congratulations, Jack Leshen. You do advance to the state meet. We do not have a wrestle back at 170. But what we do have is we've got a Sheraton wrestler in the championship at 182. It is number 10, Carter Isley, up against number 8, Colton Spohr. This match being brought to you by Mack Hardware, your Sheraton dealer for Echo Chainsaws. And also, want to thank the folks at Judd's Ranch House in Lacona. Fine dining and casual comfort. Carter Isley, he's up against Colton Spohr. Spohr, number 8 ranked in the state. Isley, number 10. Spohr with an upset win over Jordan Grove from ADM in the first. Jordan Grove Madiem, fourth ranked on the predicament standings. We are at 182 pounds, folks, from the Knoxville High School Gymnasium. It's the 2013 edition of the High School District Wrestling Championships. Top two athletes at each weight advance to the well in Des Moines next week. The championships for 2013 at Wells Fargo Arena. At 182 pounds, Carter Isley takes Colton Spore and kind of muscles him out of bounds. Over on the other mat, it looks like fourth-ranked Jordan Grove is having his way with Seth Maitland from Creston. He's got him on his back with a five-point move to start the scoring in that one. And sure, Jordan Grove hoping he gets a chance to wrestle back against Carter Isley. Carter Isley doesn't want any part of that. He's going to try to take care of Colton Spore here in regulation. Okay, 55 seconds to go, 182-pound championship bout. Carter Isley from Sheraton. They're on their feet, no score. In the consolation match, it is a pin for Jordan Grove from ADM. So Grove looking for a Knoxville win to see if he can't get a wrestleback chance against Carter Isley. Isley on his feet, 30 seconds remaining, no score, 182 pounds, championship action. Shot there by Isley. Isley, a very strong upper body wrestler. Fought a shoulder injury throughout the season. He's got a special apparatus on his shoulders to prevent any dislocations or out-of-position moves. Now there's hand control by Spore. Spore with the hand control, and a nice job muscling out of it by Carter Isley. Looked like Spore with the hand control was getting ready to drop down to an ankle that was exposed there by Carter Isley. And with 5 seconds to go, we're going to have no score in the first period. 0-0 going to the second, Steve.
0-0 here.
You always like to be the first one to score in the match.
Most definitely, and Colton Spore defers, and Carter Isley from Sheraton.
He takes neutral. I don't know if I agree with that. I like to be the first one to score, but I guess if you'd rather score by a takedown than an escape, that's one thing. Oh, and there's a shuck by Isley, and a nice job dropping down by Spore, and it looked to me like two things were going to happen there. A shuck takedown by Isley, and Spore dropped down on a single leg, looked like he was going to get it done, but not this time. No score still. Two very talented ranked wrestlers here going after each other at 182 pounds in the championship match at the Knoxville District. It's Knoxville versus Sheraton. It's the Battle of Highway 14. Carter Isley for Sheraton. Colton Spore for Knoxville. And they're out of bounds with 1:29 to go in the second period, Steve. Great match here, folks. And we brought you several great ones. Got a few wrestlebacks with some excitement in it. The Albion Blue Demons have got five advanced to the state so far.
Yeah, they got five of them going,
and with a chance for two more. Caleb White with a wrestleback chance.
Yes.
And Zach Davis with a chance to be the champion at 285. 1 minute remains in the second period. The wrestlers are locked up, pummeling at the center of the mat with 50 seconds to go now.
Still no score here.
Still no score at 182 pounds. Carter Isley had the choice in this second period. He chose neutral. Did not want to take the down position against Colton Spore from Knoxville. Now Spore in on a double leg. A nice whizzer there by Carter Isley, and they're out of bounds before any scoring can happen. And a lucky break there for Carter Isley that he was able to apply the whizzer and get one hop step in before they got out of bounds because Spore had him taken down. And we're back underway. 35 seconds to go. They didn't have a chance to really get set at center of the mat, and the timer from Knoxville had that clock a-rolling. Carter Isley has not been able to score here in the second period, but neither has his opponent, Colton Spore. Spore, you'd have to say, has the advantage right now because he will be able to take the down position and score that all-important escape if he can get out in the third period. Carter Isley on his feet now. It's Isley, Sheraton, Spore, Knoxville, 182-pound championship. Joe Sinclair and Steve Bunch, shucked by Isley. Nothing doing there. Out of time in the second period. 0-0 going to the third. Spore takes down his hometown crowd, cheering him on. And now we've got a blood timeout. Looks like Spore with a little bit of a spot of blood. Is that below his eye, or is it they doctoring on his lip? Can't really tell. Oh, folks, this is excitement. What kind of excitement do we have going on over in Eddyville-Blakesburg during this blood timeout there, Joe Miller? Just give us your update, please.
Yeah, during this blood timeout, we've got Coach from Arabia. Coach, you brought two, you're taking two. How's that?
It's great, especially to top it off with two champions. The guys have worked hard really all year, so I'm really proud of them. It's been a good season. Hopefully we can keep it going at the well.
We're going to go back to that Isley match here momentarily, but Coach, that Breyer-Cochran match, that was unbelievable. Breyer was down, 4-1, and came roaring back to win that one.
I think it was 4-3, and then, but Breyer came back. We talked to him about how Abel hadn't won a lot of full matches this year, that if he could get in the third period, that, he'd have a really good chance of winning that match, and that's what he did, is he really opened up in the third period and kind of took it to him there.
We're live in Pleasantville talking to Coach Denny Whitlow from Moravia. He brought two wrestlers. He's taken two to state. Coach, when was the last time Moravia advanced wrestlers to the state tournament?
It's been 2004. Last year was the first time in like 8 years that we'd had any district qualifiers, and this year, we were able to get to the well, so pretty exciting time in Moravia wrestling.
Thanks, Coach Denny Whitlow. Joe, back to you live in Knoxville.
Thank you, Coach. Yep.
Oh, yeah, and we've got a barn burner going here, folks. We've got another blood timeout, but not before Colton Spohr was able to shake loose in the first 30 seconds of the third period. He leads this one now 1-0 in a barn-burning match. This district championship right now, it's a dogfight between Albia and Crescent Orient Maxwell for the first place points. Blue Demons are not going to score any more first place points until 285 pounds. And here at 182, it's Colton Spohr with a 1-0 lead. The wrestlers are on their feet with 90 ticks left on the second. The blood has been taken care of. The wrestlers meet at the center of the mat. The whistle blows, and they meet with a pummel. It's Carter Isley with a push and a shove, and he shoves his opponent all the way to the edge of the mat. Then he gets a circle and gets him to the inside. And now Spohr, with the hometown crowd chanting and clapping, takes to the mat with 1:12 to go, and it's a single leg in there by Spohr and a great spin out by Isley. Wow. I tell you what, we got a minute 8 left, Steve Munch. And this crowd is going crazy.
This crowd is into this one. Spohr's already upset the number 4 kid, and now he's going against the number 10 ranked kid, Carter Isley from Sheraton.
Now Isley with an underhook. They're near the center of the, near the edge of the mat, and they're out of bounds with 51 seconds to go. Now Carter Isley needs to know where he's at in this match. He's down 1-0. He can't really do anything stupid, but he has to make something happen. Carter Isley from Sheraton.
He's got 40 seconds to do it in.
Well, they're on their feet. Most of this entire match has been wrestled from their feet. No scoring in the first and second periods with the wrestlers from their feet. It took Colton Spohr 30 seconds to escape to score this match's only point. The official admonishing Spohr now to mix it up. So we don't have any stall calls yet. There's only 23 seconds to go. Carter Isley in there on double leg. And there is a attempt. Now Isley with the throw, and Isley gets a 2-point takedown. It makes it 2-1. The crowd does not like it, but it was the right call. It's a 2-1 score, and the time should be 12 seconds. The official did not stop the clock. It should be 12 seconds. There was an official on it. The clock ticked all the way down to 9. It should be at 12, and he might be going to put it back up to 16 if I read his hands right, Steve.
14.
They're going to call it 14 seconds to go. So Carter Isley on top, 2-1. He covers his opponent, Spohr. Spohr will be going to the state championship no matter what. There's Carter Isley, takes him back down. It's out of bounds with 9 seconds to go. It took 5 seconds for Spohr to stand up and get out. But he was out of bounds. 2-1 the score. Carter Isley, Sheraton Bulldog fans listening in, and Mac Hardware, you're getting your money's worth on this one. There's a stand-up attempt by Spohr. A switch now. No score.
No points yet. No points.
2-1.
Two to one.
Carter Isley is your champion. And there will not be a wrestle back at 182. Jordan Grove from ADM storms off of the other mat in a sprint. He was hoping to see Carter Isley go down, but Isley gets the win. A very, very roly-poly match. No scoring for the first two periods. And then all 3 points scored in the third period. Congratulations, Carter Isley. You're the champion. But Colton Spohr is going to the state championship also. We will not have a wrestle back at 182. So good job there by the Highway 14 crowd. The Knoxville fans not sitting down yet. They didn't like that, but that's how it goes. That's how it goes. Oh, man, what a great match. We brought it to you here on 96.7. A great match. Now, we have got this match at 195 is being brought to you by Albion Motor Company and Centerville Tractor. It's Riley Denny, fourth ranked, versus number one, Keaton Hewlett. Whoo, boy. This is going to be a barn burner. A couple of real talented 195-pounders. Hewlett, kind of a tall, lanky guy. It really matches up the same body style, Steve Bunch, as Riley Denny. Neither one of these guys has a compact, muscular 195-pound body. They got pretty good hips on both of them, but the upper body is not as thick as you see on a lot of 95-pounders at this level.
No, they're pretty tall, slender.
This is Joe Millage over in Pleasantville. Yeah. So very, very exciting match here. No score. Now they've got the score being 2-0, but that's not right. Should be 0-0. No score left. No score here. First period just underway. And we have had all the excitement that you could stand at Knoxville, and they're having the same result over at Pleasantville. Joe Millage is our man on the scene there. Joe, take it away. Tell us what you can about the action in Pleasantville.
Well, I just real quick wanted to mention that we just talked to Denny Whitlow from Moravia. He brought two wrestlers here. He's taken both of them on to state. And Briar Cochran at weight class 106 is cousins with Carter Isley. And a lot of inspiration must have gone that direction from Briar over to Carter for him to win that match. So congratulations. Let's go back live to you guys. And by the way, we will wrap this up with all of the place finalists. And keep in mind, 3A happening over in Mount Pleasant. We'll give you a rundown of what's going on there. But they're still in the semifinal rounds in Mount Pleasant. And namely, we're talking about Oskaloosa and Dane Jones, as well as some other wrestlers from Oski and some wrestlers from Ottumwa. So, Joe, take it away. We'll head back to Knoxville.
Well, we are enjoying a timeout here with the championship match. It's number one ranked Keaton Hewlett being administered to for a bloody nose. He got that bloody nose courtesy of fourth ranked Riley Denny from Centerville. This is an exciting match that has no score in it, as we've already counted down through the first minute and 21 seconds of this 195-pound final, and there's no score. The wrestlers are both on their feet. Hewlett tries to tie up, and he does get that tie up, and now with his arm under, a little hand control there by Riley Denny. Counting down through 25 seconds to go. Riley Denny on his feet versus Hewlett from Creston. Denny, the Centerville wrestler, 39-6 on the season. Hewlett, 44-1. And there is a takedown by Hewlett, and they call it out of bounds. Very, very, very fortunate there, Steve Bunch, for Riley Denny. Looked to me like...
It looked to me like he was in.
Well, that is a good break for Centerville. And let's go, Riley Denny. Take some advantage of that good fortune there. There's 5 seconds to go now, and we're going to have no score going to the second period. 0-0 for the second championship match in a row. A scoreless tie going to the second period. Riley Denny gets his choice, and he defers. He defers to number one ranked Hewlett. Hewlett adjusts his knee brace on his right knee. I guess that's just a knee pad, very bulky-looking knee pad. So see if Denny takes advantage of that tender knee. And oh, there's a sit-out switch by Hewlett, and a nice job by Denny getting around. Now Denny, he likes that cross-leg ride, but Hewlett doesn't want any part of it, and he scoots out of bounds. In the consolation match, folks,
wow,
it was a pin for Jack Agan from Knoxville. So Agan from Knoxville, he was defeated by Hewlett in the opening bout. So he's hoping for... Hewlett win. Now here's your first points of the match. Escape by Keaton Hewlett from Creston. So Hewlett, he gets loose. And now a little run around there. Kind of a duck under move there, Steve Bunch, by Hewlett. Denny did a good job. But Denny needs to find something that's going to work here. Put together a fake and a shot and a hip throw or... Riley Denny from Centerville, fourth ranked. He's up against the number one ranked wrestler. And really, it's time to throw caution to the wind. If you're the underdog and up against a guy that's got a pile of wins, take a chance. Now, there's a hand control shot by Hewlett. Danny runs out of it, literally, runs out of it, then turns and faces Hewlett at the center of the mat. Now Hewlett pushes him back. Danny with 2 feet out of bounds, and there's a underhook attempt by Hewlett, and they're both off the mat now. And there is an extra shove by Hewlett, and a stall warning against Denny. So Denny has been stalled for warning. It could have been a penalty point thrown there for shoving him off the mat, Steve Bunch.
Yeah, it could have. He pushed him out pretty good. They were clearly out of bounds.
Well, there's 50 seconds to go here, and Denny, with a nice duck under, tries to drop down as Hewlett made his running exit from the mat, but no scoring there. So it's 1-0. Number one ranked Keaton Hewlett from Creston. Oh, bulldog move there by Hewlett. He got the underhook, and Denny had to roll out of it, and he trails now 3-0 with that takedown by Hewlett. And Hewlett in charge now with 30 seconds to go in the second period. Looks like he's going to be content to just ride him out. He's got him right near the center, or near the edge of the mat. Now they're off the mat. So 23 seconds to go in the second period. It's a 3-0 lead for Keaton Hewlett from Creston. Now, if Hewlett can get past Riley Denny will wrestle again, because Hewlett's first round opponent, Jack Agan, was able to pin Tyler Lester from I-35. So Denny, here we got a caution, a whistle infraction on Keaton Hewlett. And that's the second time that's happened against this official, Steve. I think he's a little bit slow on the whistle.
I think so, too.
I think he adjusts his whistle right before he blows it on the restart. And I think sometimes he doesn't always have it in his mouth right where he can make that marble inside there make some noise. Well, we got 10 seconds left in the second period. It's a 3-0 lead for Keaton Hewlett from Creston. Riley Denny trying to fight his way off of his stomach. Now there's a single chicken wing in there by Hewlett as time expires. So Riley Denny just doesn't really have an answer right now for Keaton Hewlett. And I hope I'm saying Keaton Hewlett's name correctly.
We're starting the third period here.
Well, on the team scores, folks, based on their last couple championships, Creston Orient Maxburg has moved past Albia in the team score by a 5-point margin, and they are putting distance between themselves and Winterset. So it looks like, as billed, it's going to be a two-horse race between Albia and Creston. Winterset fading here in the finals. Winterset with only 61 points, and Albia with 91, and Creston with 96. And you're looking at the chance for another Creston wrestler to add points. And you've also got a 285-pound match that features Albia versus Creston. So that might be the difference at 285, who this champion is going to be today.
It could come down to that. But
right now, Creston looks like they're in control of first place, because they're ahead by 5.5 right now. And they're looking to add on, because it's a 3-1 score with a nice job stand-up escape there by Riley Denny here in the third period. So it's 3-1. If Riley Denny can get something going here, get a takedown and maybe hit a throw and a pinning combination, and there we are out of bounds with 1:01 to go. Riley Denny trails by a takedown. He's on his feet against number one ranked Keaton Hewlett from Creston. Hewlett on his feet at the center of the mat. Denny with the front headlock put in. Now he tries to get hand control. It looks like Denny with hand control, and backing out is Hewlett. Hewlett is just so sharp there, Steve Bunch. As soon as Denny got hand control, they were in there close, and now there's a spin by Hewlett. Hewlett gets two right at the edge of the mat, and now he drags him back in with 39 seconds to go. Riley Denny trails by 4, and he just hasn't had an answer for number one ranked Keaton Hewlett. So those Creston Orient team, they're going to go up. I think they'll add 10 more to there, so they'll be ahead by 16 points here as we go to the 220-pound match. And we got a lot of excitement there for that 220-pounders. Riley Denny, 9 seconds to go, trying to bust out of there. Hewlett from Creston doesn't let him up. Riley Denny will have a wrestle back against Jack Agan from Knoxville. So we have got more wrestling action coming for you at 195 pounds, folks. And that was a great match there by Hula. He stayed in control of that match. Steve Bunch did a good job of taking what was there. He might even been able to have two more points than what he had with that first period takedown near the edge of the mat. But
it was a great match, 195-pounder. He moved about like a 38-pounder.
That is exactly right, exactly right. We got Dylan Nelson from ADM. He is going to wrestle at 220 pounds against Blake Glenn from Winterset. That is your championship match. Also in the consolation side, we've got Austin Warrington from Grinnell. He's going up against Brock Cavanaugh from Knoxville. That match being brought to you by Motor Inn of Knoxville, proud sponsors of Panther Wrestling here on 96.7 KIIC. Championship side. I'll let you call the championship side, Steve, and I'll take the consolation.
Well, we got Blake Glenn from Winterset, the sixth-ranked wrestler, and he's going up against Dylan Nelson from ADM. Both of them are seniors. About 30 seconds into the first period, no score.
We got a Grinnell takedown. It was Warrington with a little duck under move, and then he cuts Brock Cavanaugh from Knoxville. So Cavanaugh, he's a freshman. Glad to be here, Steve. I'm sure he's glad to be here. He's 11-16 on the year, but he wrestled well enough in Albia to get his ticket punched here to his home crowd. Now he's in on a single leg, but a little bit of a wild shot. Warrington gets him taken down and cuts him again, makes the score 4-2. It's Knoxville trailing Grinnell 4-2. And, Steve, I'm a little bit surprised on the team score that the squad from Grinnell hasn't placed more points than what they have. They're actually in fourth place right now behind Albia Albia and Winterset and, of course, Creston. As we've got a couple of takedown shots over here, Cavanaugh in there trying to make something happen against Warrington from Grinnell. And we're going to end the first period 4-2, the score. It's Warrington from Grinnell over Cavanaugh from Knoxville. On 96.7 KIIC Radio and KIICRadio.com, it's your home for high school sports. This is the 2013 District Wrestling Championships Class 2A version from Knoxville.
And in the championship match, we're coming down to the end of the first period. Still no score. Blake Glenn from Winterset and Dylan Nelson from ADM.
Steve, remarkably, in those weight classes, that's the third match that there was no scoring in the first period. And there we got a reversal by Warrington from Grinnell. He leads now 6-3 over Cavanaugh. He cut him to start it. Now he cuts him again, makes it 6-4. So Warrington must like what he sees about Cavanaugh on his feet. He's comfortable with him on his feet.
Yeah, those two are going at it pretty good for 220-pounders.
Yeah, they both had losing records coming in here. Warrington is 24-26, and Cavanaugh is 11-16. So we've had some unbelievably high-quality wrestling matchups at all levels of competition here. But championship, there's no slouch there. You got sixth-ranked Blake Glenn from Winterset going up against a 36-5 Dylan Nelson from ADM, a couple of talented seniors with 73 wins between them now after their matches today. So Glenn from Winterset is in the down position, and with a minute and 15 to go in that championship match in the second period, he unable to get out and make anything happen, and now he's getting called for stalling.
That's a little difficult to be called for stalling when you're on bottom.
And the other guy's got his cross-body ride in there. But I bet old Joe Millage has got a little bit of news or interviews for us in Pleasantville. Are they done wrestling in Pleasantville, Joe Millage?
We have just a couple. Actually, we're down to our last match as Chance Wersta is going to wrestle in his opportunity to get second place. But Southeast Warren's Ty Schneider, in a highly contested match, wins 7-4. And that one just got over just a few seconds ago. 7-4, the winner for Snyder from Southeast Warren. So congratulations on that. Now we've got Chance Wursta from Eddyville Blakesburg, who is a junior, going to go up against Tate Van Dyne from Wayne of Corydon. This is the second place match at 220. This is the wrestleback match. This is the match that will decide whether or not Eddyville Blakesburg takes six or takes seven to state tournament. And we'll keep you up to date as they now meet in the center of the map. And they are beginning their wrestle match right now. So again, Chance Wursta in his second place match. Right now we've got six wrestlers going to state. Eddyville Blakesburg brought eight, and we'll give you a complete rundown here, Joe, as soon as things start to quiet down over there in Knoxville as well. This update brought to you by Grace Baptist Church in Sheraton, with services at 10:30 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. on Sunday, and you can hear those services on KIIC Sundays at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. Also brought to you by Heartland Public Adjusting, Brent Johnson, helping you get the best insurance settlement because they work for you and not the insurance company. All right, let's go back live to Knoxville.
And we have got sixth-ranked Blake Glenn from Winterset with a reversal over Dylan Nelson from ADM, Adel DeSoto Minburn, as the clock expired in the second period, and that made the score 2-0. And now Nelson takes the down position. Glenn is on top. Switch attempt there by Nelson from ADM, and Glenn able to counter that. And now Glenn, with him broke down, going to try to put a pinning combination together. Meanwhile, Brock Kavnis trails his match 6-4 with 36 seconds to go. That is the consolation match at 220 pounds. And it's Austin Warrington from Grinnell on top, 6-4. The wrestlers are on their feet. You got to feel like if Brock Kavnis could get the takedown here, he'd have a chance for a wrestle back against Dylan Nelson of ADM. So a lot of good wrestling here at 220 pounds, Steve Bunch. The championship match, it's 2-0 with a minute 11 to go, and there's 15 seconds left in the consolation match, and really Brock Kavnis needs to make something happen here with 8 seconds to go in that consolation match. I'll keep it right there. There's 4 seconds to go. Kavnis needs to make a shot. He just kind of shoves him off and didn't get that shot taken. He goes down by a score of 6-4, so it is Warrington who will get third place points and hope for a wrestle back with Nelson, upset of Blake Glenn. Now we got a double stall call. Is that what we saw there, Steve, or was it a double warning on the whistle violation?
Well, they've each been warned now. The referee gave the stall call. He just raised the red side.
All right, so there's a escape by Nelson. He now trails 2-1. It's 2-1. Sixth-ranked Blake Glenn from Winterset trying to hang on to a one-point lead. There's an underhook by Glenn. Now near the edge of the mat, they call it out, and ADM will come back. That's Dylan Nelson with Blake Glenn from Winterset in this 220-pound championship. It's Winterset versus Adel DeSoto Minburn. Now Glenn backs his opponent off, and there's a shot in there by Nelson. Sprawl by Glenn, and now a front headlock being applied, and a spin by Nelson, and that was some pretty good action there, Steve Bunch.
That was.
For the big boys, they were moving pretty fast. Now there's a single by Glenn, and that was a fast move by Glenn. And with 22 seconds to go, he knows where he's at in the match. He's just going to try to hang on to that leg. He's got a 2-1 lead. Oh, now he's going to get the takedown. Looks to me like if he can get his head out, it'll be a 2-point takedown for Blake Glenn, and he will win this match 4-1. And there it is. There's the two. And as 4 seconds are left on the clock, he's trying to turn him over now. Gets a two-point takedown. They call off the back points. So it's a 4-1 win. Blake Glenn will advance to the state meet, and so will Dylan Nelson from ADM. We do not have a wrestle back at 220 pounds. That was a pretty exciting match there.
That was, again, 220-pounders just really going after it and rolling, moving.
All right, 285-pounders, here we go. This match, this final match, championship at 285. Zach Davis from Albia, Nathan Robinson from Creston. It's being brought to you by Summers Insurance and Quality Ag Service. Zach Davis on the mat. 37 and 16, the record for Nathan Robinson. Davis is at 27 and 11. A couple of stout 285-pounders. They both look to me like they're right on the number, 285, Steve Bunch.
Yes, they do. This one could be the one that decides the team championship.
Well, if Albia's got a chance, because I'll check the team score here again and give you that update while they are wrestling. Albia trails now. Get this right as the 285 champions go out of bounds.
Zach Davis and Nathan Robinson back to the center.
Creston's got, looks like 106 points versus 91 for the Blue Demons. So, yeah, the Blue Demons are going to have a chance. This is a big match, huge match for the Albia Blue Demons.
Both heavyweights just kind of feeling each other out. Little head tie-ups and little shoving, pushing back and forth.
Well, Blue Demon wrestling fans have known this all year long. Zach Davis is a patient wrestler on his feet. He's very patient. He has no trouble going into overtime with the score 0-0 or 1-1. Zach Davis, a patient 285-pound wrestler. He's on his feet against his Creston opponent, Nathan Robinson, with no score. 30 seconds remain in the first period at the 285-pound weight class. This is the final championship bout at the 2013 district meet at Knoxville, Iowa. Joe Sinclair and Steve Bunch have been bringing it to you all afternoon here at the Knoxville Gymnasium. We've had Class 1A action for you up at Pleasantville, all here on 96.7 Thunder Country, KIIC, and live streaming on KIICradio.com. Countdown through the final seconds at 285, and it looks like we will not have a score. And that's remarkable. That is that the fourth or the fifth match in a row that there's been no takedown in the first period, Steve Bunch?
That's been like the fifth one, no score. You get to the championship here, and you might be just a little cautious. You want to fill things out, make no mistakes.
It's been tight thus far here in all the upper weights. We've got so far five Blue Demon wrestlers going to the state meet. Zach Davis trying to get his ticket punched and make it to number six. We've also got Albia 138-pounder Caleb White. And there's a stall warning after a stand-up by Zach Davis, a stall warning on Nathan Robinson from Creston. So Davis does get the escape and the stall warning. So call that a win-win situation. Now Zach Davis, see if he can hit some kind of a hip throw here and make something happen. Their wrestlers are on their feet with 125 to go. We did have a pin in the consolation match, and that was Ventura from Clark of Osceola getting the win. And you know what that means, Steve Munch?
Could that be a wrestle back.
Nope, that means that Zach Davis is going to the state championship.
Yes, he is.
So Zach Davis, win or lose, is going to the state meet. Congratulations, Zach Davis. Now, take care of business here. Zach Davis on his feet. He doesn't know it yet, but his ticket to the well has been punched based on Roberto Ventura from Clark getting the pin over Ben Kidencart from Davis County. So Zach Davis wipes the sweat off of his brow as we reset it at the center of the mat. The wrestlers are on their feet. It's a 1-0 lead for Zach Davis. He's up against Nathan Robinson from Creston. The Blue Demons desperately need for the team title to advance a district championship. They're going to need to have Zach Davis pull out a win here over Nathan Robinson from Creston. Zach Davis in there. There's pummeling going on. It really looks like Robinson with a little bit more strength right now. But Zach Davis might just be backing up, waiting for an opportunity to shift. And there's a double stall warning. So that's 1 point for Zach Davis. He leads now 2-0. And that is huge. That is absolutely huge. A double stall call. So Robinson gives up the 1 point. Now it's a bear hug by Davis with only 1 second to go. He can't get it done. Oh, that was so close, Steve.
That was very close.
He got the bear hug if he could have got him in. And he leads this one 2-0. And, boy, wouldn't that be a great deal for Zach Davis to get first a championship here. Okay, they're going to start on their feet. So Robinson thinks he can take down Zach Davis. And they got a problem here. They got to stop because of the time. the scorer over here on this table has had his fair share of trouble, hasn't he?
Yes, they have.
They've had trouble getting
the clock going, getting the points up.
They've had trouble stopping the clock. I think sometimes that the scorer gets so involved in the match, especially a tight one like this, that they want to watch it
instead
and forget that they've got a job to do.
Right.
So, and they're not like you and me. They've got a different job to do than we do. We've got to bring it. And there's a throw attempt by Robinson. He's trying the tip now. Inside position for Zach Davis. If he can get the bear hug, but he's out of bounds. Oh, I tell you what, that was exciting there. Nathan Robinson Creston tried to throw. Zach Davis got down and got inside position, but not until Nathan Robinson had thrown a scare into the Albia crowd. With 1:25 to go, now we've got a 2-1 score because we've got a stall warning on Zach Davis. So it's 2-1 now, and I don't know if Zach Davis knows that he's just been called for stalling, and it's 2-1. But that is the situation with 1:11 to go. Next time, it's a point, and Zach Davis just needs to make something happen here, and he's just backing up. He needs to mix it up, circle, 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 and now he's doing that. He just needs to circle. And as long as Robinson doesn't take a shot, Zach Davis shouldn't get called for stalling. Now Zach Davis tries that bear hug again. Can't quite get that locked up. So 50 seconds to go here. Zach Davis, and both these guys are ramming each other like bulls, folks. It looks like two bulls taking care of each other, find out who's the bull of the lot that's going to be on top of the manure pile. But Zach Davis gets called for stalling, and that ties the match.
That ties the match.
Ties the match at 2-2, and you'd have to call that controversial, but he's making these 285-pounders wrestle like 106-pounders. And I don't think he'll do that again, Steve Bunch.
I don't either.
I think he just wanted to tie that thing up. And I don't think he wants to be the reason why one of these wrestlers wins or loses. But that was a pretty aggressive stall call there on Zach Davis. So 2-2, 14 seconds to go. And I'd like to see what Robinson has been doing to justify not getting called for stalling right there. Now here's a duck under by Zach Davis with 5 seconds to go. Now we're down to 3 seconds, 2 seconds, and out of time.
We're going to overtime.
Overtime. Now Zach Davis has got his fair share of overtime experience. This is double digits for him. Double digits for Zach Davis. I think this is his 10th overtime match.
Oh, wow.
Well, Davis 27-11 on the season. He is going to go to the well. He will be the Albia Blue Demon representative at the well. Roberto Ventura from Clark is hoping that Davis can pull off an overtime win here as we get underway here. This is sudden victory. Sudden victory, folks. This match here, the first point will score if it's scored in the first minute of overtime. It's called sudden victory. There's Zach Davis with the duck under. He gets the double underhook hooked up. He's trying to pummel it, and if he can get his hips under him, if he can get his hips under him, folks, with 25 seconds to go, he's got the double inside hooked up. If he can just get his hips under him, he's kind of spread out right now, and he just needs to get his hips under him, lift, and there's a single leg
by
Zach Davis. If he can elevate it with 12 seconds to go, he just needs to fall forward and get this two-point takedown, and he can't. It's out of bounds with 6 seconds to go, and how about stalling against Nathan Robinson there? That was a definite stall by Nathan Robinson, but the official did not. Then that would have ended the match with sudden victory, first point. And we're going to go to 30-second periods, two 30-second periods here. And we will have Zach Davis take the down position. This will be the second time that Zach has been in the down position.
This is the first overtime I've seen today. Isn't this the first one?
I do not recall an overtime match other than this one. That's right.
Do.
And there's a locking hands, but they don't call it. Now, Zach Davis, he's got the tripod up, and there's Zach Davis. He's out. It's one. It's 3-2 now, folks. 3-2. Now, Zach Davis, see if he can, with 18 seconds to go, keep from getting a stall call here because he's getting pushed off the mat by Nathan Robinson. Once again, I don't think that this official wants to be the reason why either one of these two wrestlers wins or loses the match. And Robinson has not taken a shot. So if you don't take a shot, you don't deserve to have a stall call against you. And we are going to go to the third period, 3-2. 3-2, Zach Davis. He needs to get a win here for the Blue Demons to have a chance. And they may not have a chance anyway, but they are competing against Creston in the 285-pound championship, and they're competing against Creston for the district title. 12 points separate first from second. It's Creston on top. Now there's Zach Davis. He pushes his opponent down. It's a breakdown for Zach Davis. There's 23 seconds to go. Now his opponent gets to his feet. Zach tries to bump him. He bumps him. Now back to his base is Robinson. Davis on the hips trying to shove, and there he gets him back down. And with 11 seconds to go, Davis needs to break his opponent down. He's got him. He's got him. He's got the deep waist riding with 5, 4, 3, 2, and Zach Davis wins via the overtime. 3-2. Zach Davis looks to the crowd, raises his hands in triumph. He is your 285-pound champion at the Knoxville District. Zach Davis from Albia, way to go. And my, oh my, that was a great match brought to you by Summers Insurance and Quality Ag Service. Way to go, Zach Davis. He's over there, sweat pouring off of him, but his coach is giving him the hug that he deserves. And Steve Bunch, what a gutty performance by Zach Davis. He is used to those overtime matches, and he took care of business in that overtime period, scoring the escape.
He sure did. He got that escape, and during that third period of OT sudden victory, rode him out.
Well, that was a really good third period for Zach Davis, because it looked like conditioning was the reason why he got that big W. And we're going to have a little pause here before we go to the WrestleBacks. And while we take that pause, let's listen to the news from Pleasantville with our main man, Jay Mill.
All right, Joe, thanks. Fantastic job over there at Knoxville. We are live at the Pleasantville Gymnasium Class 1A Districts, and I'm here with district champion coach and KIIC contributor Tony Johnson. And Tony, congratulations. Eddieville Blakesburg is your champion for District 1.
Thank you. Yeah, it's an exciting day to be a Rocket fan.
And tell us how you guys ended up. We've been reporting it all afternoon, but tell us how we finished up and who's moving on.
It looks like we ran away with the team race, 121-60. Linville Sully got 60. We took five champions through and two second places qualifiers. Pretty much a dominant day. Had a couple letdowns, but matches that were right there and kind of got away. But especially at 220, we thought we had that one in the finals, and it was a heartbreaker. But
at the buzzer.
At the buzzer. Escape and takedown to beat us, but he bounced back and barely won in the wrestle back, but he's got seven alive.
Brought eight, seven alive next week, and the seedings will come out tonight. We were talking earlier.
Yeah, they'll come across the web later, and you kind of match up, and you kind of have to work the theorem or whatever that to see who wrestles who, but there'll be a and then it'll surely be out in the paper tomorrow, Sunday Register.
All right, well, you guys' coaching staff has to be real happy. I mean, I know you wanted to get all eight through, but you guys did escape with seven, and you are the champions with 121 points. You doubled up the next closest opponent in Linville Sully. You have a real chance of being the champ at state.
Yeah, that's what our goal is. I mean, we've met all our goals: conference champion, sectional champion, district champion, regional state qualifiers. We have to actually go and take care of that. Wednesday, we'll wrestle three matches up at the well, and then go right into Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and it's time now.
Absolutely, time is now. So Tony Johnson with Eddieville Blakesburg Rocket coaching staff and a KIIC contributor, thanks a lot for joining us and your updates throughout the day.
Thank you. I'm going to go down and raise up that team championship.
Did you do that as a wrestler for the Rock, or when you wrestled?
For Oskaloosa, I don't know that we ever won any district championships. We had a couple qualifiers, but this is exciting to be a part of, I can tell you that.
Very good. Tony Johnson, thanks a lot. And we've been watching on Ustream. Folks watching on our website, KIICradio.com. We've got our live KIIC cam, and they're seeing right now the championship trophies being handed out. The first, second, third, and fourth place finishers in each of the weight classes. You can watch that live right now on our website at KIICradio.com. But congratulations. Just a quick rundown here of the team points first, and then we'll go into the actual results from each weight class as we're in break now in Knoxville. We'll go back to Knoxville for WrestleBacks and some final thoughts there from Joe and Steve. But Eddieville Blakesburg again, first place, doubles up on Linville Sully, 121 points to 60. And then third place went to Sigourney Keota. Southeast Warren was in fourth place. BGM of Brooklyn finishes fifth place. Tri-County Montezuma in sixth place. Then Cardinal, then Moravia, Pekin, Colfax Mingo, Belle Plaine, Pleasantville, Van Buren, Wayne, and HLV Victor. So 15 schools represented here at districts, and Eddieville, Blakesburg, Fremont takes away first place. All right, so let's then turn our attention to the final results as we've been giving them to you all afternoon. Again, we're in break in Knoxville, so we'll keep it here for just a little bit. This update is being brought to you by the Smith Body Shop in Sheraton and Iowa Realty, as well as the CNC Cycle and Millerton Cafe. Your results here at 106, first place Briar Cochran of Moravia and Jimmy Abel of Colfax Mingo. Every name that I read here will be going on to state next week. Weight class 113, first place Ryan Kale of Cardinal, second place Jonathan Hardy of Southeast Warren. Weight class 120, first place went to Jaron Glosser of Eddieville, Blakesburg, Fremont, second place to Jake Hunterdoss of Southeast Warren. In 126 weight class, first place went to Jacob Heisel of Van Buren, second place to Cody Brown of Eddieville, Blakesburg. That's weight class 126. In 132, first place Blake Maroff of Eddieville, Blakesburg, and second place to Trey Busick of Pleasantville. And in weight class 138, first place to Jason Crosby of Eddieville, second place Lance Hinsberger of Belle Plaine. 145 weight class, Tucker Black, first place of Eddieville, and second place to Josh Yoder of Sigourney, Keota. Weight class 152, first place Austin Vogel of Pekin, second place to Milik Meyer of Linville Sully. Weight class 160, first place Caden Dahl of Linville Sully, second place to Tyler Faubert of Tri-County Montezuma. Weight class 170, first place Cole Striegel of Sigourney, Keota, second place to Dylan Albright of Colfax Mingo. 182, Dylan Pigsley of Eddieville, Blakesburg, second place to Dustin Miller of Cardinal. 195, Adam Hawkins of BGM Brooklyn, first place, second place to Ty Schneider of Southeast Warren. Weight class 220, Blake Jack of BGM of Brooklyn, first place, second place, and his ticket punched as well, Chance Wursta of Eddieville, Blakesburg. And the heavyweight class 285, Dylan Conley of Moravia, first place. Tucker Fowler of Sigourney, Keota, second place. That is the individual results. We're going to throw it back to Knoxville or take a break, depending on what the studio wants to do, and come back and take a look at how things are going over in Mount Pleasant for class 3A. Let's go back live now to Knoxville. Here's Joe and Steve.
Hey, folks. Hey, J-Mill, thanks for that great update. Great interviews there from the Pleasantville Gymnasium, Eddieville, Blakesburg Rockets getting it done. And let's talk about the great wrestling that we've seen here in Knoxville. Team-wise, it is in 12th place, Central Decatur with 8 points. They're followed by Clark with 10. In 10th place, it's I-35 Truro with 16. And amazing the demise of the I-35 team. They have competed for state championships in the last 5 years and down to a 10th place finish, and they are done wrestling here today at Knoxville. They're followed by Davis County with 24, Adel DeSoto Minburn, they've got 40. Grinnell Tigers, a surprise 7th place finish. They've got a couple of wrestlebacks, but they're in 7th with 41 points. They trail Sheraton with 42, Knoxville with 45, and Centerville with 54. Then in 3rd place, it's Winterset with 68 points. And the top two teams have really outdistanced themselves from the pack here. We've got a 98-point 2nd place finish, Steve Bunch, and our leader with the wrestlebacks to come with 103.5 points, 5.5 ahead of the Blue Demons, is the Creston Orient Maxburg Panthers. So both of those schools have two wrestlebacks. In order for the Albia Blue Demons to be the champions, they're going to need to win both of their wrestlebacks, while the Creston squad loses both of theirs. If Creston can get one wrestleback winner, they will be the 2013 district champion here at Knoxville. And this has been a great day on 96.7 of high school athletic wrestling. Our champions so far, 106-pounder, it was advancing. And, folks, the top two at each of the 14 weight classes advance. And in order to be in the top two, you got to beat everybody here in the top two. So just because you lost in the first round doesn't mean you can't wrestle back. And we do have some wrestlebacks. But at 106 pounds, it was Austin Poncher from I-35 Truro, your champion, and Britton Gibson from Winterset will move out of this district to the well. He's the second-place finisher. Top-ranked Mason Miller from Winterset goes on to the championship. And he defeated Cody Smith from Davis County. So Davis County, you Mustangs listening in on 96.7. Anybody that can't make it to the well, tune your radios to 96.7. And we'll bring you Cody Smith's match Thursday live from Des Moines. The 122-pound results, it was Albie's very own Shadow Leshen getting it done. He took care of Wyatt Thompson. And Thompson from Creston is going to be your second place finisher. I do not believe we've got a wrestleback at 120, do we, Steve?
I don't think so, no.
Okay. At 126 pounds, it was Bryce Leshen being defeated for the first time all year by Tanner Cowan. So Leshen, he beat Cowan the last two consecutive Saturdays in a tournament championship, but he gets beat today by Tanner Cowan, and that was a great match that we brought you. But both of those wrestlers do advance to the state meet, so Leshen and Cowan both going to the state meet at 126 pounds. At 132 pounds, it was a final between Bradley Irwin from Centerville and Tanner Pausch from Sheraton. Irwin got the win there, and Pausch will not have a wrestle back. He is your state qualifier for your Sheraton Chargers. So Sheraton Chargers are going to be listening intently on Thursday and throughout the weekend to 96.7 for all the wrestling action.
And at 138 pounds, we got Jake Marlin, number one ranked wrestler, gets first place. And Caleb White will have the wrestle back here at 138 pounds. He'll be going up against Tyler Nance from Sheraton.
At 145 pounds, Jacob Johnson from Creston took the mat against Dalton Folkerts. Folkerts won that one to punch his ticket to the final. And then it was Brody Beck who beat Dalton Folkerts last week in the championship match at Albia, but Folkerts had the best of him today, and Beck gets beat in the final, but he does have a chance to wrestle back because Jacob Johnston was victorious in his third place match, so Beck and Johnston will be in a wrestle back at 145.
At 152 pounds, Zach Moss pulled the big upset over Griffin Osing, number five ranked wrestler in the state, and it was pulled off right at the very end. Moss got a reversal right there at the very end.
Yep. That was your 152-pound match. And now we'll buzz through a little bit quicker because Caleb White getting ready to take the mat for his 138-pound wrestle back. At 160, your winner was Frayne from Creston. We've got a wrestle back there. At 170, Jack Leshen is in second, and it was Aaron Crossett from Knoxville, the champion. But at 138 pounds, we're underway. It's Nance from Sheraton, and that is Caleb White for Albia. And these two wrestlers have met each other several times this season. There's a double leg in there by Caleb White. Now he moves, gets it off to a single, using his head as a lever on the inside. It's 138-pound wrestle back action. This match being brought to you by Sheraton Ford. Get your new or used vehicle at Sheraton Ford. They're locally owned. And also Albia Motor Company. Get your new or used vehicle at Albia Motor. They are a locally owned Ford dealer. As we go out of bounds with 30 seconds off the clock, we are looking at a 0-0 score at 138 in a wrestleback. Caleb White in there on a single leg, and they're out of bounds, and a nice job there by Tyler Nance.
That was a nice little shuck that he tried there.
That was a real good shuck that he
and
tried there.
White did a great job of countering it.
Well, with 1:12 to go here in the first period, wrestlers are on their feet. And there's a Kelly move by Caleb White. His signature move, Steve Bunch, is the Kelly, but a great job by Nance posting that foot. Now White gives that up. Nance has got the underhook on the left side, and they're out of bounds with 54 seconds to go. And a couple extra seconds ticked off after the whistle. Score is very much, and now we've got an injury timeout. Caleb White did something to his ankle on that move there, Steve Bunch.
Yeah, he did.
And that doesn't look good for the Albia Blue Demons. He is very ginger and tender. They've got medical staff here at this district meet paid for by the Iowa High School Athletic Association. And don't feel sorry for that athletic association, folks, because they've literally got tens of millions of dollars in the bank. These events should all be free to the public because of the big stash of cash that the Iowa High School Athletic Association has in the bank. But they're running the thing like a business, and I suppose they're going to give the money back to the state or to the high schools once they get it up to $100 million, Steve Bunch. But they get $6 for everybody that walks through the door and $1 for the programs that we enjoy to give you all the action from. And now Caleb White limps over to a chair, and they've got injury timeout, Steve. And injury timeout, you're only allowed, I believe, it's 3 minutes.
3 minutes? 2 minutes?
2 minutes.
2 minutes if I...
I think you get three of blood time and two of injury. Well, they're taping him up right now. So they got the tape out, and they're taping the ankle and the shoe together. So mobility might be an issue here for Caleb White as he gets back on the mat against Tyler Nance from Sheraton. And really, a little bit of a setback. And Coach Winger gives the signal that they cut the injury time. And, oh, man, you can really see a noticeable limp there by Caleb White, Steve Bunch.
Yeah, you can.
And he's got that thing really taped up. And the official goes over, gives the signal that they start, and we're back at action. 52 seconds remain. It's still 0-0, 138 pounds. Now Caleb White on his feet does a spin move there. They're out of bounds. It started back with 48 seconds to go. Okay.
These wrestlebacks are always a big match because, well, you know, if you lose, you go home.
Season's over for Tyler Nance or Caleb White after this match right here. These are two talented junior wrestlers. Nance with a 37-11 record on the season coming into this match. Caleb White, 35-7. So just a couple. There's a nice single leg shot there by Caleb White. Caleb White, a good sprawl by Nance. Now Caleb White tries to hook up that arm for a Kelly move. Nance, oh, there's a nice job there by a single leg by Caleb White. If he can just keep him in bounds, I think he's going to have that chance. But he just, good job by Nance getting out of bounds with 9 seconds to go. And Nance doing a good job with the counter for the Sheraton Chargers.
He's doing a very good job of countering. Caleb White's coming in with that Kelly and then switching off to a single leg.
And that's an effective move if the wrestler that you're going after is really guarding against the Kelly. But, boy, I tell you what, that left ankle of Caleb White really bothering him. Caleb takes down to start the second period. He has the chance. Nope. Nance had the choice, and he takes down. So Caleb White covers Nance. Off the whistle. Nance's first move is a stand-up. Caleb White drops down to the hips. Now with the stand-up. Now it looks like a single leg in there, but there's been no points. There's the one-point escape. 1-0. Your fourth score here at the 130-pound wrestleback is Tyler Nance from Sheraton. He's on his feet, backing Caleb White out. Now Caleb White tries in on a single leg. There's a wizard being applied by Nance. White's in deep. If he can work the action to the center of the mat instead of the out of bounds like the last two times he was in this deep, Steve, he will get this takedown. But Nance doing a great job backing out. Now Nance gets to the out of bounds stripe, and White has to kind of give it up, and they're out of bounds. And that is the third time that Caleb White has been in deep on that single leg. Oh, man, this is exciting action, 138 pounds. This is the first of, I believe, four wrestlebacks here. The Albion Blue Demons have another wrestle back at 160 where Brett Leshen was upset by Trevor Frame from Creston in his championship match. And now it looks like we got blood time. Yeah, it's blood time out, and they're working on Caleb White again. So he's getting banged around here by Tyler Nance from Sheraton. Tanner Pausch from Sheraton at 132 pounds. He takes the mat with he took to the mat today, and he was the second place finisher behind Bradley Irwin. So he advances. Also want to congratulate Zach Moss from Winterset and Griffin Osing from Albia. They finished 1-2 at 152 pounds. They'll advance. At 162 pounds, Trevor Frain from Creston. He is the champion. Once again, Brett Leshen will have a wrestle back with Bryce Litka from Grinnell. And now we're back to live action. Second period, 1-0 the score. On their feet, it's White, Albia, Nance, Sheraton. There's a shot in there again by White, and really, Nance is gonna have to do something because I think these officials are watching that he's just got that counter move ready for the shot by Caleb White. Nance really not doing anything. He's got the wizard in there now. Now he's trying to back out of bounds again. White in there on that single leg again, and there is out of bounds again. out of bounds again. And really, no aggressive moves here by Nance, but he's doing a great job of countering. He's got that 1-0 lead. Caleb White needs to be patient here. It's still just the second period, and he will start the third period in the down position. See if he can try to work a little magic in the third period, get an escape and a takedown, and turn this thing into a Blue Demon winner. But the Sheraton Chargers aren't hoping for that at all. Their wrestler Tyler Nance is on the mat with a 1-0 lead. 30 seconds remain here, second period. Wrestle back action in Knoxville on 96.7 KIIC and live streaming on KIICradio.com. Joe Sinclair accompanied by Steve Bunch. 20 seconds on the restart here after they go out of bounds. Both wrestlers on their feet, 138 pounds, second period, 1-0, Nance on top. 14 seconds, shot in there by White, countered by Nance. Now they're locked up. There's a shot in there again by White, and near the edge of the mat, they're off the mat with 4 seconds to go. A little extra time taken off by the scorekeeper. There's only 3 seconds. All right, we're going to go to the third period with a 1-0 score. Caleb White gets his choice. Steve Bunch, I'm sure he will take down.
He's got to take down. He's got to get that point, get out of there, tie this match up. Caleb White's been he's been the aggressor in this one. He's the one making the shots.
Well, you'd hope that counts for something when we get down to the third period and they're on their feet. And there's a crossbody ride and a switch by Caleb White, but that doesn't work when the cross leg's in there, does it, Steve Bunch?
You can't do a switch. Kind of got to slide out of that.
Now there is like Caleb White with another switch and then a re-switch. Now Caleb White grabs the foot. He's going to try to come out the bottom.
There he is.
This could be a two-point reversal, folks. If Caleb White can get loose, there is a chance for back points, though. There's no back points scored, but it was close. Now a double crossbody ride in there by Nance. Now Caleb White needs to clear his legs, or with 132, he doesn't have to be impatient. But, boy, it looked like he was going to be able to scoot out the back door there on that crossbody ride. And Nance just put the other leg in a desperation move, tried that crossbody ride. Now Nance is high. Nance is high, but he's got a scissors on the body. Folks, that's legal. The scissors on the body is legal. You can't do a scissors on the head. Oh, Caleb White, if he can grab the head, he could get a reversal. There it is. Caleb White gets a reversal. Nance was out of position. And there's a Granby roll by Nance. Doesn't work. A stand-up and a Granby by Nance. And now Nance is trying desperation moves. Oh, and now Nance, he comes out the top and looks like he's going to tie it up with an escape here. With 56 seconds to go, we've got a technical violation. Locking hands, 1.4. Nance to tie it up. Oh. That was a bad break for
Caleb White.
Caleb White. They called him for locking hands because Nance wasn't out yet. But for all intents and purposes, it was a takedown maneuver. And there is the escape for Nance. He leads now 3-2. And, boy, Steve, that penalty point for locking hands is huge there. There's a double shot in there by Caleb White. Now, Nance needs to get called for stalling here, Steve.
He does.
He has not done anything in the entirety of this whole match. Caleb White bringing all the action to him. There's the Kelly, but nothing doing there.
He's stopping it again.
Stopping it again. We've got to have a stall call here to get Nance to start wrestling because with only 25 seconds to go, Caleb White, every shot is countered. Every attempt is countered. There's a single leg, and we got to have – there's the stall warning call. Finally.
That should have happened.
That should have happened. With only 19 seconds to go, though, these wrestlers are fighting for the chance to go to the well. There's a shot in there again by Caleb White, countered by Nance. There's only 15 seconds to go, folks. Caleb White desperately trying to make something happen. He tries a wild move and gets taken down by Nance. And that is a 5-2 win for Tyler Nance. Congratulations to the Sheraton wrestler. He was able to get it done against Caleb White. And that means a couple things. Steve Bunch, it means that Caleb White does not go to the state meet like he did last year, and it means that the Albion Blue Demons will be runners-up here at this district meet.
Yep.
So we're very hopeful that we get Brett Leshen through for the Albion Blue Demons, but congratulations to Tyler Nance from Sheraton. He is the 5-2 winner over Caleb White. Caleb White coming up just a little bit short, had to do something desperate there with that penalty point being put on that gave the advantage to Tyler Nance. So sometimes that's how things go, Steve Bunch.
It is. Seen it. Seems like every year you see it all the time.
Well, we're hoping for Brody Beck to get by his Creston opponent here in this 152-pound match. I guess this would be 145. It's Johnston from Creston and Beck from Grinnell. 10th-ranked Brody Beck. He was defeated by 7th-ranked Dalton Folkerts in the final. And you'd have to say that that was one of the top matches of the day, wouldn't you, Steve Bunch?
Yes, it was.
Two high-quality wrestlers there, ranked 7th and 10th. And a lot of good wrestling here today. This 145-pound match will be the second wrestle back. The 160-pound match will be the third one. That will feature Litka from Grinnell and Leshen from Albia. And then we will have a 195 wrestle back. I'm sure that the Centerville Big Reds are going to be listening into that, as will the Knoxville Panthers' own. Here's Brody Beck with a big hit. He hits that cow catcher, puts him on his back, and Beck looks to me like he's got this thing under control, Steve.
He does. He's got it. He's got all the weight
Johnston,
on him.
Johnston in trouble. Johnston with a great bridge there. Tries to get off his back, but Beck is just too strong. With 50 seconds to go, the only chance Johnston's got is to try to bridge himself off the mat. And that's the only reason why he isn't pinned right now, is because it's right near the edge of the mat. Beck has just locked it up tight, and there it is. I can see it from here, Steve. That's a pin.
He's got her.
He's got her. There it is.
He's got that head cranked in there tight.
It's at least a five-point move. It's at least a five-point move, and there it is. Call the pin for Brody Beck. Your Grinnell Tiger advances to the state meet at 145 pounds. Now we are going to have that 160-pound match. Very excited to see Brett Leshen come back and see how he responds to his first loss of the year. This is a rematch of the final at Albia on last Saturday. It was Litka from Grinnell and Leshen from Albia. Brett Leshen checks in with the scores table. 46-1 on the season is Brett Leshen, with that loss in the finals to Trevor Frain. Probably the biggest upset of the day, wouldn't you say, Steve?
I would say so. And Griffin.
Yeah, Griffin Osing. That was a pretty big
undefeated
upset.
Undefeated.
All right, so Brett Leshen, he's on the mat. And after the first whistle, Leshen ties up with Litka. Litka, a more compact, top muscular wrestler. Leshen, very uniform build there from top to bottom, the taller, more lanky wrestler. They feel each other out in the first 20 seconds. There's Leshen in on single leg. Now he switches to double.
Nice.
Gets the trip and a takedown. 2-0. Brett Leshen on top. Now, Leshen. Going to cut him? Nope. There, he cuts him. 2-1 the score now. Now Leshen with 2-1 lead with 1:30 to go. Brett Leshen circles at the center of the mat. Gets hand control over Litka. Litka circles. They're at the center of the mat. Leshen from Albia with the red, white, and blue singlet. Flames up the top. There's a double leg in there by Litka, and Litka gets it done, but a whizzer put in there by Leshen. And
good scramble by Leshen.
It's not over yet. Leshen trying to get out of bounds. He's got the whizzer in. Litka went from the double to the single. Now he's trying to elevate it and get the trip, and Leshen's foot is above his ankle, and Leshen spins out of it, gets out of bounds. Just as he was getting taken down to the mat, he hits a switch and gets out of that. And, man, Litka was in there deep on that double leg, and great job by Leshen scrambling out. That was NCAA quality wrestling, folks, here at the Knoxville High School Gymnasium by Brett Leshen. He leads 2-1 here with 45 seconds to go after that escape out of bounds. He is not taken down by Litka, and now he circles back to the center of the mat. There is 36 seconds left to go here in the first period. 2-1 the score at 160 pounds wrestle back. Winner goes to state, loser. There's a shot in there by Leshen. He uses it as a fireman's carry. Tries to get the back points, can't quite get him, but he gets a two-point takedown. And with 24 seconds to go, he's got Litka broken down. I think he's going to try to ride him out and take a three-point lead to the second period here, Steve. He's got the chicken wing in on the left. He's got the arm bar on the right. If he can run that thing, now he puts it half on the right. He's got the chicken wing in on the left. If he can roll that thing up with 7 seconds to go, now here we got a little bit past parallel here on this chicken wing. I think Brett's just going to ride him out. He glances at the clock, sees he's got just a couple seconds to go, and the flip of the coin comes up Grinnell. Grinnell gets the choice. The Grinnell wrestler, Litka, defers. He trails 4-1 over Brett Leshen. Brett takes the down position. 2 minutes on the clock here to start the second period at 160 pounds. Leshen trying to be the fourth Leshen to advance to the state meet. He would join brothers Shadow and Bryce for the Blue Demons, and cousin Jack. So, Leshen with the stand-up off the whistle. And there is a chance for a stall here, but no stalling called. But, oh, Leshen, he's out. He's out. Just see if he can get it. Leshen is out. Is it going to be two or is it going to be one, Steve?
He's trying to roll it over there, get the reversal.
He's trying for two. Now they call stalemate. That's
no points.
No points. Maybe a little bit greedy there for Brett. It could have been a stall call for hanging on the legs on that stand-up by Lidka, too.
Yes.
But he trails 4-1. I don't know if he's going to try some type of Now there's a stand-up again by Brett. Now dropping down to the leg is Lidka. Lidka down on the leg. Now there's got to be the stall. Where's the stall? Where's the stall? That was 8 seconds, and they're supposed to only get three on a stand-up. And one of the Albia Blue Demon fans on the other mat was encouraging the official to call stalling, and that didn't happen. Now there's a sit-out by Leshen, then the stand-up, and then back to the mat by Lidka. Now Leshen with the stand-up again. But I don't know who that Albia fan was, but he was real close to the official, and the official paused to make sure that that kid didn't talk anymore. All right. There's the stall finally. There's the stall call. Now he's going to have to let him go or give up a point.
Got the game taken back.
There it is. There's the one point. Lidka just did not get off of that. And it maybe that kid down there did some good, Steve.
He might have. He might have opened his eyes a little bit.
It should have been stalling before that. This thing is 5-1 now with those two stall points. And Leshen, I mean, that's just as good as an escape because he's got 54 seconds left to get out. And he needs to just stand up again. Next time is 2 points. And now he's going to cut him. So there it is, 6-1. Leshen is loose. 48 seconds remain here, second period. 6-1 the score. Brett Leshen on top, in control here at 160 pounds, the wrestleback. Winner goes to state, loser goes home. Brett Leshen back to the center of the mat, 38 seconds to go. They're on their feet. Lidka, very muscular, going to try something with a throw. Nice job backing out there by Leshen. Leshen's got a couple stall calls to give. He is going to use him here. He circles. Action there by Lidka. Lidka on a single leg. And nice sprawl by Brett Leshen. He gets in on a single leg and a real hard crossface there by Lidka. And Lidka, with 19 seconds to go, uses that real hard crossface to almost get the takedown. But Leshen elevates that. And now, with 10 seconds to go, Leshen is in control. Unless Lidka can try some type of a wild throw here or a wild roll, we're going to have no more scoring in the second period, and that is the case. 6-1 as we go to the third period. And really a good job by Lidka there by not giving up the takedown. Crossface hard enough that you might have called it a forearm.
It was. He hit that crossface pretty hard.
He used the forearm as a club against Brett Leshen, and it turned a single leg into almost a takedown going the other way here at 160 pounds in the wrestleback. 96.7 KIIC, you are listening to live radio coverage of high school wrestling at the 2013 Knoxville District Championships. This is the wrestleback at 160 pounds. The champion has already been crowned. That's Trevor Frayne from Creston. But now Bryce Lidka from Grinnell and Brett Leshen are dueling it out to see who will advance to the state tournament and join Frayne from this Knoxville district. Right now, it's Leshen on top. Both wrestlers are on their feet. It's a 6-1 score with Leshen on top. Leshen with the 5-point lead. There are 80 ticks left on the clock. Leshen circles. He knows he's got that big 5-point lead. He doesn't need to do anything silly. He is wrestling very smart. He's got a stall call to give. And there's a double leg in there by Lidka. And Lidka gets the double leg takedown. And a not quite cautious enough Brett Leshen now has the 3-point lead, 3-6. So Leshen with 58 seconds to go. They're near the edge of the mat, and they're off the mat. Now Brett Leshen, is he going to just bust out? Is he going to cut him loose? Will it be a 4-point lead? Yes, it's a 4-point lead. He cuts him 7-3 the score now with 55 seconds to go. Now Brett Leshen needs to make something happen here, Steve.
Yeah, he does.
Just circle.
He needs
circle.
To keep staying into the match.
Yep, staying in the match, and don't give up that big double leg like that last one. That was a very deep shot in there by Lidka, and he used his forward momentum to take Brett Leshen down. The score now 3-7. a comfortable cushion for Brett Leshen with 35 seconds to go, but that could change quickly with a takedown here. Now there's a shot in there by Litka, and I wouldn't be surprised if we there's a shot by Brett Leshen just before he was going to get called for stalling. What a great job by Brett Leshen. Know where he's at on the mat, in the match. He's got a hold of the leg. The only outcome that can be here is a takedown for Leshen or a stalemate. They call the stalemate with 19 seconds to go, and folks, what a great job by Brett Leshen. He's got a four-point lead with 19 ticks left on the clock. A desperation shot there by Litka, backed out by Leshen. He's still got that stall call to give, and Litka should have taken the shot there. There's already been 10 ticks off the clock, 9 to go. Look at this, Brett Leshen just hand-checking his opponent, Litka, and Litka finally in there on a single leg, takes down Leshen. No, he doesn't get him taken down, and 7-3 winner is Brett Leshen. And, folks, what a great match there. Give Litka all the credit in the world. He ran into a buzzsaw with Brett Leshen on that match, and Leshen gets it done in 7-3 fashion. Congratulations. You are the fourth Leshen to advance to the 2013 state tournament at the Well. So the Blue Demons split on their matches there, and we're going to have a wrestle back here at 195. It's Centerville's Riley Denny versus Jack Agan from Knoxville. And this match, folks, is going to be brought to you by your friendly folks. Get my we are looking at
Denny's in on a takedown already real quick.
Yeah, Denny gets the takedown.
From Centerville.
Indianola Auto Group is bringing this match with you, along with Falvey Lumber. Falvey Lumber. A lot of Centerville customers for Falvey Lumber. The Zapital family, former owners of the Falvey Lumber Company, I'm sure are listening in on 96.7. Some of that family has enjoyed NCAA championship success. So Riley Denny, oh, man, working real hard.
He's got that
power half
in
there. And there's back points. And I tell you what, Agan from Knoxville is in trouble right here. Back points being awarded for Riley Denny. Now, Riley Denny just a little bit high, a little bit aggressive on that. He's got the scissors on the body, but Agan could come out the back. It is a three-point near fall. Now Denny gets him broken down. Riley Denny, fourth ranked in the state at 195 pounds, in control of this match, 9-5. Now he's riding high. He's got the crossbody in. He tries that power half again with 118 to go in the first period. Denny on top, 5-0 at 195 pounds. This is the wrestle back. Denny gets him stretched out, and there's a potentially dangerous and probably the right call there. Jack Agan was stretched out pretty good. A couple of tattooed wrestlers there for the wrestle back here today, Steve Bunch.
Yeah, there are. You got any tattoos, Joe?
No, haven't gotten. I'm not old enough for that yet, Steve Bunch.
Me neither.
All right, there's a cross leg ride there by Denny, and he's going to stretch out. He's got the figure four on the body now, trying to work that power half with the cross body ride in there. There
we got one count.
One count. Didn't have him pass parallel long enough, but now he's going to get off the legs, and there's more back points. And Agan in trouble here with 49 seconds to go, first period. He's going to be down at least 8-0. Denny just gets a little bit too high there. A very aggressive move by Denny. He gets the three-point near fall. That makes it 8-0. But, man, give Riley Denny credit for the Centerville Big Reds. He is not just trying to win this match, Steve Bunch. He is trying to pin his opponent. He is going after it. He leads by the score of 8-0 with 23 seconds to go. Now he's got him in another pinning combination.
He likes that power half.
He likes that power half, and he gets very, very high while he's doing it, but he has worked it to his advantage here in the first period. He is going to go ahead 11-0 with this three-point near fall and just working over Jack Agan from Knoxville. So the folks at Falvey Lumber are getting their money's worth sponsoring this match for the Centerville Big Reds, 11-0 going to the second period. And, you know, if Riley Denny takes down and gets out and scores a takedown and a couple back points,
got a tech fall.
This is a tech fall. And, folks, this is our second to the last match of the evening, and we'll probably shoot it back to the studio after we get done giving you the 285-pound wrestle-back match so we can determine who our team champion is. Well, the team champion is going to be Creston, but we'll be able to at least give you the margin of victory and have a few of our studio sponsors be announced. And it'll be just a real brief break, and then we'll bring it back here to Knoxville to wrap it up for you. Your Centerville Big Red, Riley Denny, fourth ranked, is taking care of business at 195 pounds. there will be another match featuring Roberto Ventura from Clark and Nathan Robinson from Creston at the 285-pound match. But right now, it's a whistle violation for Riley Denny. He jumped the whistle a little bit there. He is on top. He covers his opponent, Jack Agin from Knoxville, with an 11-0 lead. Now, Agin with a sit-out. And Riley Denny gets that leg in again, and he's been wicked with that leg in. He's got him turned over again with the power half. Doesn't quite have him past parallel, but he's got it now. There's the count.
There's the count.
And there is two back points, and there's three back points. Now, Denny, if he can get off that leg, I think he might have a chance to pin him there, Steve Bunch.
Yeah.
Okay, there it is. It's a 14-0 score. So the next points by Riley Denny will be a tech fall. He's trying that again, and he's worked that. This is the fourth time, and there it is. It's either going to be a fall or a tech fall for Riley Denny. He wins this match, even if okay, there it is.
There's the match.
There is the match. 16. Nope, he gave him three. 17-0. A very dominating performance by Riley Denny. So he joins champion Keaton Hewitt from Creston at 195 pounds. And that was a very dominating performance by the fourth-ranked wrestler, Steve Bunch.
It was. Riley Denny, he went after it. He lost in that final round in the finals to number one Keaton Hewitt from Creston, and knew it was on the line here. Yep.
Hey, need a shout out to a Blue Demon and Charger fan, Todd Ryan, texting in on the text line there. Says, way to go Chargers and way to go Blue Demons, and said something about the officiating, but I couldn't quite catch all that. But we do have one more match here, and I think we've got a delay because it has not been 45 minutes since these two wrestlers competed. So we got about a four-minute break here. We're going to send it back to the studio, back to Scotty Fry on the board, high above the square where the 96.7 broadcast booth, the whole command central that has brought you all this great action is. And Scotty Fry, we will be back in 4 minutes to bring you this 285-pound wrestleback match, and then we will wrap it up for you from the 2013 Knoxville District Champions. And there has been a bunch of great results for our South Central Conference wrestlers and the Albion Blue Demons in particular. So don't go anywhere. We will be right back after this brief timeout.
Working for you makes the difference.
Community First Credit Union.
With all the services our members need.
Community First Credit Union.
People helping people, that's how it should be.
We're member-owned and that's the key.
Serving you to get the job done.
Our doors are open to everyone.
Putting the community first.
Community First Credit Union.
Looking for a way to spend quality family time? Well, Hobby Haven has the answer, whether your dream is to drive a race car, fly a plane or a helicopter, or engineer a mile-long freight train, or just build a model of your fantasy dream machine. Hobby Haven has the hands-on hobbies and the staff of active hobbyists to help you realize your dreams. Hobby Haven, 2575 86th Street in Urbandale. Stop in and experience the family fun only a hobby can provide. Live your dreams at Hobby Haven in Urbandale.
B&W Plumbing and Heating of Albia is your local Rheem dealer. Call Rick at 932-5632 when it's time to update your heating and or cooling systems or for your repairs.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia? Benton Place offers independent senior living without the worries of mowing the grass, shoveling the snow, or repairing that leaky faucet. We have a caring environment with regular activities and friendly people. Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
Hi, I'm Dan from Danco. Spring will be here soon, and now is the time to be thinking about spring sports. Danco is proud to be the leading athletic outfitter for high schools and leagues throughout Iowa and northern Missouri. To the serious athlete, we offer the expertise to help you find the best equipment and uniforms from the leading athletic brand. You can visit us on the Centerville Square, on the web at www.danco.com, or call our toll-free number 800-326-6261.
Iowa Realty is Iowa's largest. Hansen's Iowa Realty in Sheraton is ready to serve you. Hansen's has five realtors, all members of the National Association of Realtors, the Iowa Association of Realtors, and the Rathbun Board of Realtors. With interest rates low, get out of your rental and start earning equity. You can check inventory and calculate your monthly payments with their online mortgage calculator at iowarealtysheraton.com. To buy or sell farm, acreages, residential, or commercial, call Hansen's Iowa Realty at 641-774-5822. You don't know what you don't know. Have you had an insurance loss on your home or business? Were you satisfied with your insurance claim payout? At Heartland Public Adjusting, they are advocates that represent the homeowner and business during or after an insurance loss. Insurance companies have professional adjusters that protect the interests of the company, but Heartland works only for the home or business owner. For a free insurance claim review, call Heartland Public Adjusting, 515-559-4828. Check out Heartland Public Adjusting.com. Head for the house, Judd's Ranch House in Lacona. Judd's Ranch House is a gathering place for great food and activity. On Tuesdays, you can take private guitar lessons. And on Thursdays, Pat Mead stops in and performs at the ranch house. Judd's has nightly food and drink specials, fresh salad bar, plus a welcoming staff. Gather at the ranch house, Judd's Ranch House in Lacona.
PM here on Thunder Country KIIC. Now back up to Knoxville to Joe Sinclair, Steve Bunch, and I believe possibly Joe Millage.
And we are back, and just in time for a 43-second pin by Creston's Nathan Robinson. He will join Zach Davis at the well. Zach Davis is your champion here today from Albia. And Robinson is your second-place finisher. And Steve Bunch, a lot of great wrestling here today. You kind of got to feel sorry for that fourth-ranked kid from ADM. Didn't get a chance to wrestle back. But you know what?
Yep.
It's a heck of a deal when you get three top-ranked wrestlers in one district meet. So
it is.
Hey, man, we're going to run it down for you folks here as they tabulate the champions. It is going to be the Albia Blue Demons in the second place, and the Creston Orient Maxburg team in first. And we'll get you all the team scoring here before it's over. But at 106 pounds, your qualifiers were Austin Pontier, the champion, and Britton Gibson from Winterset, the runner-up. So I-35 True Rose Pontier, champion, Gibson from Winterset, second place. At 13, it was top-ranked Mason Miller from Winterset advancing, and he is joined by Cody Smith from Davis County Bloomfield in second place. We will bring you Cody's match live Thursday on 96.7 at the well.
At 120 pounds was Shadow Leshen from Albia, fourth-ranked, and second place was Wyatt Thompson from Creston.
At 126, we're going to have Tanner Cowan, your champion. He is joined by Bryce Leshen, the runner-up at 126.
And at 132 pounds, Bradley Irwin from Centerville is your champion. And in second place was Tanner Pausch from Sheraton.
And we will bring all that South Central Conference action to you from the well on Thursday on 96.7. At 138 pounds, Jake Marlin, top-ranked, marched his way to the championship. He is 47-1 on the season now, and in a heartbreaking loss to Caleb White versus Tyler Nance. Nance from Sheraton does advance, so Sheraton Charger fans, you have got another wrestler at stake, back-to-back, 32 and 38 for the Sheraton Chargers.
145 pounds was Dalton Folkerts, number 7-ranked wrestler from Albia. And second place was Brody Beck from Grinnell. He's 10th-ranked. So congratulations to Dalton Folkerts.
Dalton Folkers getting it done for the Blue Demons, avenging a loss from last Saturday to Brody Beck. 10th-ranked Zach Moss from Winterset was the champion with an upset win over previously undefeated Griffin Osing from Albia. Osing joins Moss with his ticket punched to the well. Wells Fargo will have Zach Moss and Griffin Osing wrestling there Thursday.
First place at 160 pounds was Trevor Frain from Creston. He's the 5th-ranked wrestler, and he upset number 2-ranked Brett Leshen, who was undefeated. Brett had a wrestle back here for second place. He did accomplish that, so congratulations to him.
At 170 pounds, it was Aaron Cross at 3rd-ranked from Knoxville. He is the champion, and he is joined by Jack Leshen. Jack Leshen, the grandson of Ron and Cora from Grinnell there, he advances at 170.
At 182 pounds, this was the loaded weight class with 3-ranked wrestlers. And Carter Isley, 10th rank from Sheraton, is the winner. Second place goes to Colton Spore from Knoxville, who was 8th ranked. And Jordan Grove, 4th rank from ADM, is placed 3rd.
At 195 pounds, number 1 ranked Keaton Hewlett from Creston advanced to the championship. And he is joined by Riley Denny from Centerville. Riley Denny got it done by pin in his wrestleback match at 195. So, Riley Denny, congratulations from Centerville. You are going to the well.
220 pounds, Blake Glenn, 6th rank from Winterset, wins it. Second place goes Dylan Nelson from ADM.
That is the only qualifier for ADM today. At 285 pounds, congratulations to Albia's very own Zach Davis. Zach Davis got it done in overtime in the final. He does advance to the state tournament, and he will be joined by Nathan Robinson from Creston. That was his overtime victim, and a great job there by Zach Davis. And congratulations to all the state qualifiers here from the Knoxville District Tournament. And we've got an update for you here on the team scoring. It is going to be Creston Orient Maxburg in first, Albia second, Winterset third, Centerville fourth, Knoxville fifth, Sheraton sixth, Grinnell seventh, ADM, Adel DeSoto Minburn in eighth. It was Davis County in ninth. Your 10th place finisher here was I-35 Truro, followed by Clark of Osceola, and rounding out in 12th and last place, the Central Decatur Cardinal. But, Steve, what a great day for wrestling. We had a ton of fun. For all of our listeners on 96.7, got a lot of positive feedback for our KIIC live streaming, both the video from Eddyville and the audio from both here and the tournament in
Pleasantville.
And really, what was the thing that surprised you or impressed you the most from this tournament today, Steve?
It's just all the... The competition was awesome here. We had the 20 ranked wrestlers. I mean, and these kids came here wanting to get it done. They wanted a trip to the state tournament. That's the goal. That's what you work for. This is the third season, is what I've always called it.
What really impressed me the most was the Albia Blue Demons, a strong second place showing. They finished second at their sectional meet to Grinnell, and Grinnell comes in here and only gets 7th place, and that just goes to show you the difference between bringing 7 real good wrestlers that are going to score you some points in this district championship versus bringing, I think they had 9 they brought up here, Grinnell did, and they just didn't get enough guys on the podium to advance past the 7th place that they got, so but
that's
Grinnell's
right.
A young squad, and I'd look forward to seeing them place quite a bit higher than that next year. But really give a lot of credit to Sheraton Chargers. They're up there 6th. They didn't bring a lot of wrestlers, but the ones they brought were good.
They did their job.
The Blue Demons got everybody, all 7 of theirs through, except for a tough wrestleback loss by Caleb White. But, Caleb's been there before, and he's got another year coming back next year. So it should be an exciting time for both Sheraton and Blue Demon Wrestling for their potential to be coming up. So, okay, the next wrestling that we're going to bring you live is going to be Wednesday afternoon. That will be the Class 1A team duels. Those matches are going to be brought to you from Wells Fargo Arena, and we'll bring those to you. But right now, they will start at 11 a.m. Right now, we're going to send it back to the studio while we get on the horn, find out our Class 3A results so far. So we're going to take about a two-minute break here, maybe three. And when we come back, we will wrap it up from Knoxville. We'll give you the Class 3A results. You already know about the 2A and the 1A, so don't go anywhere. This is live high school wrestling action on Thunder Country, KIIC 96.7, and live streaming on KIICradio.com. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with your 3A results, and the Wrestling Fantastic Saturday continues when we come back.
Starlight, star bright. First star I see tonight.
I wish I may, I wish I might.
Have the wish I wish tonight.
Dreams are a part of every little girl's life, and the dreams only become more grand in scale as little girls grow up into adults. That's why the professionals at Lucas County Health Center and Medical Clinics are here to help make your dream of motherhood become a reality. From pre-pregnancy planning to your first prenatal visit through labor and delivery in our newly renovated OB suites, we're here for you, cheering you on and providing the care and support you need to help you make the most of your dream of motherhood.
Leffler Dirt Works is there for all your bulldozing, excavating, and tiling needs. Call Chad at 641-226-2231. Leffler Dirt Works has the latest technology with GPS-guided dozers to provide precise guidance in all your projects. Call Chad at 641-226-2231 for all your earth-moving projects, including ponds and terraces. That's Leffler Dirt Works at 641-226-2231.
Want a chainsaw that starts easy, runs smooth, and provides years of dependable performance? You want an Echo chainsaw, built to tackle the toughest jobs. Whether you're pruning limbs, cutting firewood, or taking down an entire tree, each Echo chainsaw is designed to provide long, trouble-free life. Mack Hardware Highway 34 Bypass in Sheraton has an Echo chainsaw to do your job. Mack Hardware and Echo, built to tackle the toughest jobs.
This is live wrestling action on your sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Joe Lynch back in Knoxville, where they are awarding the first, second, third place winners of each weight class. And Joe Sinclair is alongside. He'll be along with you here in just a little bit. I thought we would provide you some Class 3A District 6 results from Mount Pleasant, where we've got some Oskaloosa and Ottumwa wrestlers going at it. So let's take a look right now in weight class 113. Skylar DeYoung of Oskaloosa is currently in third place. Now, granted, class 3A did not have a sectional match. They do not do sectionals the previous week for class 3A, only 1A and 2A. So this class 3A district actually will run a little bit longer today because they'll go through several bouts. Through semifinals and then finals and then championship rounds. Now, in weight class 120 and class 3A, first place to Nate Caves of Oskaloosa, second place to Tyler Lampier of Mount Pleasant. So Oski's got a wrestler through. He's punched his ticket, Nate Caves of Oski in weight class 120. And weight class 138, Karsten Van Velslor of Ottumwa. Weight class 138, Karsten Van Velslor of Ottumwa, second place finish and a qualifier for state next week. One more I think we had coming in here was Cody Jones of Oskaloosa. Cody Jones, first place finisher, weight class 160. And so Cody with a win over Dalton White of Burlington just a little while ago. So folks I know from Oski have been asking about Andrew Langreby. He is currently in third place, so they're waiting for some more bouts to take place, some more semifinal matches to take place in Mount Pleasant. But Andrew Langreby at weight class 170. In fact, I'm just going to see here if it looks like he is on the mat.
And that's pronounced Langreby there, Joe.
Langreby, thank you. Thank you for helping
Andrew
me.
Andrew Langreby.
And while we're waiting on that, no, it looks like he's not on the mat. But while we're waiting on that, just a quick check of team scores at Class 3A District 6, which includes Oskaloosa, Burlington, Fort Madison, Ottumwa, and others. Iowa City West currently leads 195 to Burlington's 139. Oskaloosa currently in fifth place, Ottumwa in seventh place. And it looks like there's a lot of wrestling to take place there in Mount Pleasant. So, again, congratulations. A couple of wrestlers from Oskaloosa will punch their tickets through. And
also notice, Joe, that at 138 pounds, Coach Cochran will be coaching Karsten Van Velser. He is the second-place finisher over at Mount Pleasant.
Yes.
So congratulations to Ottumwa's Karsten Van Velser. He does advance to the state tournament with a second-place finish.
Very good. Well, are you about ready?
Yeah, I think we can probably wrap this thing up. It's been a great day for wrestling, folks. And I want to congratulate all of our local wrestlers who do advance. And I'll just run this down for you.
I did want to tell you, your wife said don't forget the iPad.
All right, okay. Cody Smith from Davis County, you advance at 113. Congratulations. Also, Shadow Leshen at 120. You are a state competitor, along with, at 126, Tanner Cowan from Centerville, Bryce Leshen from Albia. Those are your 26-pound qualifiers. At 132 pounds, Sheraton's Tanner Pausch, he will be there, and so will Bradley Irwin from Centerville. At 138, we have got Tyler Nance from Sheraton. He is a qualifier at 38. At 145 pounds, it is Dalton Folkers from Albia. 152, you can congratulate Griffin Osing with a second-place finish. He advances to state again. At 160 pounds, with a wrestleback victory, Brett Leshen avenges, or at least recovers from his only loss of the season. He is a qualifier for Albia at 160. Also, 170 pounds, Aaron Crossett from Knoxville. Also, Jack Leshen from Grinnell at 170. You advance. At 182 pounds, congratulations to Carter Isley, the champion, and Colton Spohr from Knoxville, the runner-up. Your 195-pound local qualifier is Riley Denny from Centerville with a great wrestleback pin to advance. Your 220-pounders were not from the Southern Iowa area, but at 285, you've got Zach Davis, the champion for Albia at 285 pounds. Your Albia Blue Demons fall by a fraction to the Creston Orient Maxburg team to come in second place. A great finish for Albia Blue Demons, and they are looking to stand tall when they go to Wells Fargo next week. My friend Steve Bunch sitting beside me. Steve, thanks for all of your color and excellent commentary here as we brought you these 2013 district championships from the Knoxville Gymnasium. Great wrestling today.
It was an awesome day. Really, really good wrestling going on, and congratulations to all the kids that are going to the state wrestling tournament. It's an awesome feeling when you get there.
All right. Well, we are going to turn it back to the world headquarters. It is KIIC Radio 96.7 Thunder Country. We're signing off from the Knoxville Gymnasium. Thanks, everyone, for listening. And we look forward to bringing you more wrestling action. It'll be state championship wrestling action the next time that you hear us on the radio 96.7. Don't forget that great app for your smartphone and your iPhone. All available. Go to KIICradio.com to get the details. And thanks for listening, and come back again.
All right. Thank you, Joe and Steve and Joe Millage, for all that coverage today here on Thunder Country KIIC. It's 5.07 p.m. here, 35 degrees outside. Don't forget, at 7 o'clock p.m., our sports coverage continues tonight as we broadcast the Lady D's as they travel down to Davis County for the first round of 3A regional basketball action here on Thunder Country KIIC. Thank you for listening, and come back at 7 for live basketball action here on Thunder Country KIIC, your sports leader for Southern Iowa.